Did she just see my bicep flex?
Charlie.
This guy's gonna hunt me down.
And Jeffrey.
I poop my pants every day, huh?
Streaming on roverradio.com. Rover's Morning Glory starts now.
What's happening? It is Monday, August 20th, 2018. Good morning. It's Rover's Morning Glory. I'm Rover. Doogie is here.
Good morning, sir.
Dieter is here.
Yo!
Yo! You're with us as well. 866-YO-ROVER is the number to reach us. 866-967-6837. Give us a call at that number. You can also text us at that number. That comes into the studio in real time. You tweet us, just put at Rover Radio on your tweet. That also comes into the studio in real time. But the best way, get a hold of us, 866-967-6837. Give us a call. I'll get to your email here in just a moment. Lots of stuff to talk about this morning. I saw a Doogie over the weekend, and tell you all about that.
One big happy family.
Sure was a good time.
Always.
I do have a question. So I was in here. Where's Crochet LR?
In the office.
In the office?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because I see some of Crochet LR's clothes over here. And then I see Crochet LR is not in the window.
Yeah, he's here. He's okay. Mary Elizabeth.
Yes.
Yeah. They're in the office. Would you like them back in the studio with us?
Well, why are they in the office? Why did we
ever... Something had happened.
It's like Brother 80X's stuff took over the whole window.
No.
I got rid of that dumb purse.
Oh, good. Yeah, I don't know why that was behind the guest.
Somebody was here, and I think somebody had positioned Mary Elizabeth in a...
Mary Elizabeth Stitch.
Elizabeth Stitch, my bad. Her head
These are
in,
crocheted versions of Jeffrey and his wife.
Into Jeffrey's lap.
Yeah.
So it was very inappropriate because somebody was in and it just looked really bad. And you said, get these out of here. So I put them in the office.
Who would it have looked inappropriate with? What do we have, like some official?
I forget. Somebody was here and you're like, just clean that up.
But we have poop smeared underwear in the hallway. That's okay, though.
That's fine.
That's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. Is Jeffrey here today?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, I don't know about the mood.
I didn't see him out there.
Let's say one
more. There he is.
Sour.
Oh. Well, I would tell you how he what his mood is if his microphone were actually.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm here. I'm you know.
Got an American flag T-shirt on.
Yeah, U.S. flag, Ohio, what do you expect? Ohio State's going to start, your season's starting up pretty soon, so got to support the Buckeyes, dude.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're really into the Buckeyes. Since when have you been into the Buckeyes? Before
I've always
or
supported
after
Ohio
boyfriend,
State.
Boyfriend, Dieter?
I've always supported Ohio State.
Before
I got into radio, I would sit at my security job when we worked during the day on Saturdays. They have an Ohio State game on. I have the radio tuned in while I'm on my boat, so I can watch what's going on and listen to the game.
It's a huge sports fan, Rover. You don't even know.
Yeah, I went to one of our radio stations here. The country radio station has a festival, and they did it on Saturday. I went. I haven't seen. Jeffrey made me think of that. I haven't seen that many people wearing the American flag as an article of clothing in my entire life. I mean, really? American flag shorts, American flag shirts, American flag
socks,
trucker hats, Donald Trump hats, lots of Donald Trump hats at Country
Jam. You fit right in.
Oh, yeah.
It's a place to go for you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you wear your special shirt, 8645?
No, I did.
You would have got
that. I jumped.
Right?
No one would have gotten it, trust me. Okay. No offense, but...
Who's this? Jake?
Jake Owen. He was there, right?
Jake Owen was there.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, I was drinking Jake Owen, had a bar set up outside of his tour bus, and I was drinking Jake Owen. He has a line of whiskey, but it's clear whiskey.
Ooh, White Lightning.
Is that what? I don't know.
The hard stuff.
And it was,
were you drinking with
no,
him?
But it's actually not high in alcohol content. It's only like 50 proof or something. I mean, I don't know what it was. But it was coconut flavored clear whiskey, if that makes any sense.
Yum.
Beach whiskey. Is that what it's called?
That is, yeah.
Was Saskeet there?
Oh, yes, he was. Okay. He was drinking that beach whiskey.
Were you hanging with Jake?
No.
Oh. Really? You're just outside of his tour bus drinking his booze?
Outside of his tour bus, that's right, yeah.
Where was Jake?
He was on stage.
Oh, sweet.
And then we went up on stage for a minute to watch the show. It's really the worst place to watch a show.
Sound is bad.
Sounds terrible.
But it looks cool.
Doesn't even look cool, but we two just couldn't stop commenting that this guy, he had no shoes on. She's like, that's so disgusting. His feet are so nasty.
On the stage?
Yeah, he's running around the stage with no shoes on.
This song's called Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Well, he had that on Saturday night, Barefoot Blue Jean Night.
Doesn't Dave Matthews do that too? I've never seen it, but I heard he does the barefoot.
Yeah, I don't know, but she's like, look how black his feet are. That's disgusting. It's so dirty. She couldn't get over that. She brought that up like 200 times.
Okay.
Let's see here. Montana man wants to know, Yo, Rover, I'm curious if Jeffrey knows what is significant about yesterday. Jeffrey, do you know what's significant about yesterday?
It's real slow moving
out
today.
There? Oh, he's trying to look it up.
No, I'm trying to look it up. I the only thing I know about
well, then
August
16th.
You
wouldn't
know
was, it if you looked it
no,
up.
No, I don't know it.
Right. Well, so why not just come in and say, I don't know? Why?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I thought you were talking about another
but
day.
But you weren't saying, that's not what you said. You were trying to look it up out there real fast.
I didn't have my phone in my hand at all.
Why was he taking so long? I looked out. You had your hand in your pocket. Like, he was trying to get his phone out.
No, like I said, I didn't try to look it up, Peter, okay? So quit embellishing.
What do you love?
Oh, it was the 30th anniversary of SummerSlam.
No, that's
close.
Possible, right? But that's not what we're talking about. What else do you love?
Something to do with planes?
Yes.
Let me think. Let's see. I don't know. I mean, so.
Yesterday was National Aviation Day.
Oh, I didn't know that, so. I don't keep track of National Donut Day, Aviation Day.
SummerSlam was August 29th, 1988, by the way.
Oh, okay. Well, what it was, we're close, but no cigar. Anyhow, I don't care for like National Donut Day, National J.O. Day, or anything like that. So,
what day is that?
I have no idea. I just thought I'd throw that in there for some sort of dose of sarcasm.
Ryan writes, my wife texted me from Brew Garden, where she works. She said Jeffrey was there with a fat chick. I begged her for a picture or a selfie for JLR GPS. She went silent for an hour. Turns out it wasn't Jeffrey, but the guy says he gets that all the time. I think JLR has a doppelganger, as she calls it, in the area. Who knew? All the skid marks with none of the fame. Poor son of a bitch. Jeffrey, I think you have a twin running around somewhere. I wish I would have gotten a picture of that guy.
Yeah,
it wasn't me. Could have been my doppelganger.
There was rumors that there was a cool Jeffrey floating around the city for a while, and he looked just like Jeffrey, but he had a cool crotch rocket motorcycle. He's just constantly doing burnouts and Papa wheelies and stuff. But then you take the helmet off, and then it looked just like Jeffrey.
Well, I never got reports of that guy.
Me neither.
Have you heard of this guy?
No.
Oh.
Chibs, right. Rover, I've been a day one listener since the days of Lunchbox and Jazzy Jim. I'm so glad I'm not the only person who has noticed the way Doogie says, come on. She pronounces on like, oh on. Oh on. On. Come on. It's brand new. I love the show, just not the way Doogie talks.
Oh, well. So sad.
Vasto writes, Rover, I know the subject was discussed a few days ago, but I really have to add that kids can be rotten, but at times they can be wonderful. I honestly can't remember a time without them. After having three girls, my wife and I had our first boy last September. We are now expecting a second boy this September. Holy mackerel. They make condoms, dude. They make birth control. I mean, you can have the same amount of sex. They have pills, they have rings, they have...
P&P, pull and pray.
They have patches, they have injections, they have all sorts of methods. My kids are my life. Yeah, no kidding, because you can't get away from them. I used to be like you, but sometimes the things that are not planned do turn out to be wonderful. Jacob writes, Yo, Rover, I love the show. With all the talk of massive dumps, I thought I'd share a story about what happened to me about a month ago. The dump hurt so bad that I had to write about it. Here it is. I didn't know what was about to happen when I sat down. It was pre-shower. That's the normal thing to do. Little did I know what pain was coming. I started with a good push, anticipating the relief of pressure, but it was not to be, not as easy as I planned anyway. Felt like a bag of rocks being pressed out of the opening of a balloon. I had to pause. Thought about giving up altogether, but this could not be. I had to fight. I had to see through this, no matter the cost. I pushed again. People often talk about turtle heads. This was nothing less than a dragon head, an evil beast that needed to be vanquished. Finally, the head breached, and after what seemed like minutes, the body followed. It was over, but what was there? I had to know. I stood up slowly, turned around. There it was, standing straight up with its evil tail above the water. Diving down, looking for its next victim. I disposed of this evil beast. He was not happy, banging against the pipes all the way down. Okay.
He was kind enough to guess. Send a picture. He would like to see it.
I don't see it.
Oh, he did it. He forgot, so.
Oh, my God.
He sent it again. I had to just send that to Anthony. Good morning, everyone.
Okay, thank you. Didn't need to see that. Jeez. Who takes a picture of that? I mean,
we do talk about it a lot, though.
Yes, we do.
I mean,
you just showed our poop
still,
on Friday.
I mean,
that didn't look that amazing.
He just like the end was sticking up
right
out of the water.
Yeah.
Dude.
I give you that.
Yeah.
Daniel writes, first off, I love the show. I've been listening for 8 years, all the way from Tucson, Arizona. I love it all. You and the crew make my day every morning. I couldn't help but think of you as my wife and I were getting some late night groceries last night. Came across a box of Dippin' Dots cereal. Lots of people are coming across Dippin' Dots cereal.
Have you tried it?
I have, yes.
Do you like it?
This is a banana split. I think I had I had cookies and cream.
Is it good?
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
I was I had to get a couple of toy items, and I was at a toy store. I don't know if it's all over, if nationwide it's called Learning Express. Is that everywhere? But anyway, I was checking out, and at the checkout they had a miniature Dippin' Dots whole case that I was like, oh my God, they're everywhere now. Like an entire frozen Dippin' Dots, which is brilliant on their end because the kids see that. And right at checkout, kids were getting Dippin' Dots as they checked out.
Delicious.
Yeah. It was like, oh my God, that'd be perfect for Rover.
Fernando writes, Yo, Rover. I've been trying to get my wife into the show. She seems to start liking you guys, especially when I turn on RMG TV. We were watching last Monday's show, and she asked me, why does Doogie keep scratching and poking her head and hair? So I told her maybe it's because she only showers twice a week. She then said, maybe she has lice.
Ooh.
Now I'm curious. Can you have Jeffrey check Doogie's head for lice just to make
this
sure?
This is a good idea.
He'll give me lice.
No. Poke around through
Jeffrey,
there.
No, I don't scratch.
No, yeah, you do.
Sometimes
what are you doing when you're doing
when
that?
Like, my hair's wet right now, so I'll just put my fingers through it. I don't know. I don't know if it kind of
is that how you brush your hair?
I don't brush it. No.
Have you ever brushed?
No, it then frizzes out if I brush it. So I just kind of run my face.
She has, I don't know much about how women need to take care of themselves. But
it seems like a process and like a complicated kind of thing. And it almost seems like Dougie has no experience.
She has no experience. No one told her how to do this. Her mother or her family. She has nothing. I mean, the fact that Dougie has never brushed her hair.
I didn't say I never brushed my hair.
That's a quote you just said.
Well, I know how to brush my hair. I don't brush my hair because then it frizzes. If you have a brush, I will brush it out and it'll be one big frizz.
So how
like
do you
poodle.
Do it? Do you use a comb?
I get out of the shower.
Yeah.
And I use a hair pick. I get all the dead hair out. I put product in it and then I dry it with my hands and then I use
Why
a brush.
Why you put product in it? This is before you go to bed?
Or this morning I did
this
it.
This morning. Oh.
And then I do a brush for my bangs and that's it.
Leanna writes, Rover, my boyfriend and I are huge fans of your show, as well as huge fans of a show called Alone on History Channel. There are currently two contestants left in this season on Alone. One is named Britt from Manaway, Ohio. Please get him on the show. He's an amazing human being, and we hope he wins. Maybe he knows Nads, because isn't
no way.
Is that where Nads is from?
Yeah. Who is a guy named Britt?
That's right. They are...
I've never heard of that show.
Me either.
Number one, these people are fans from Salt Lake City, Utah, by the way, Leanna. She says, you can have support for one of the competitors from your area. Number two, he's black, so Jeffrey will be in heaven. There you go.
Doesn't sound like the same man the way I'm used to.
Yeah, here he is right here. He's an accountant.
Go.
And what's the show called?
Alone?
She says it's like, or he or she says it's like Naked and Afraid, but more challenging and skill-oriented.
And they have clothes.
Yes.
So is this like Survivor?
Maybe.
Right, sounds more like that.
I don't know. Missy writes, hey, Rover, I love the show. I've listened for probably 10 years. I try to never miss an episode. Discovering the podcast has been amazing. Now I can go back and hear what I missed when I have to turn the show off. That's not a new thing, by the way. I'm just saying. I guess we don't talk about it often, but.
No, but it's out there.
It's out there.
Get it.
I hope you read this on the air because I'm dying to hear more. Can you please give us some info on how you finally called B2 on the phone? Was it, it happened? Was it the first time? When you were telling the story about going to the bus the other day on your way home, you say that you called B2 because you had to turn around. My mind is blown. So B2 and I have been together for 5 years. I think I went... when was the first phone call? Was it 4 years approximately? Was it four? Three and a half? It's definitely over 3 years. I think I made it 3 years without a phone call.
Yeah, I'd say that's probable. And the first one was, it sounded like, if I remember correctly, it was an accident when you called her.
It was an accident. The first phone call, we were actually here at the radio station. And I was testing out the equipment. And I needed to see if the phone lines worked. And I said, hey, call the 800 number and let me make sure that this works. So she was outside the studio. I was in the studio. She called into the 800 number. I picked up here in the studio. It was the first time we spoke on the phone. And I didn't even realize it. Dougie Hater Dave 72, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning.
Morning, Rover. Hey, Rover, you were talking about how B2 was talking about this guy's seat and how disgusting it was, and they were all black.
Jake Owen, yeah.
Has B2 ever commented on Doogie's feet, the way she wears her shoes with no socks day after day when she should be throwing them shoes away?
She should throw those shoes away. B2 has never made that comment to me, but it's, you don't have to speak that. Everyone knows that. It is very, very gross. I don't know why she insists on doing it. It's only because we tell her, dude, you have to wear socks with shoes.
It's got to be another reason.
No, Dieter, you don't understand. It's because
she's just doing it to spite you.
Yes,
yeah, to prove.
I promise you,
that her feet will be okay.
But she started wearing them before that. So why was she first doing it? No socks.
Because one of her dumb friends told her you don't need to wear socks with these kind of Skechers.
My dumb
something.
Friends wear socks. It hurts my calluses sometimes in the band and the bone spurs
stupid.
When I have.
This is stupid.
The socks,
there's no protection. Way. There's no it, way.
Because
yeah.
you
the
are
sock.
My bunion. You're not my bunion.
There's
you don't
no
know
way
what it
a
feels
sock
like.
Can hurt you.
Yeah.
You don't know. Your feet it's are like, supple.
Wouldn't that
and
cushion
flat.
It?
Yeah, when you get new shoes, I always wear two socks. I always wear two socks, but especially with new shoes, so you don't get a blister, so it has more protection. That's what a sock's for.
But the Skechers walking shoes, I feel more comfortable without socks.
Maybe well, then get rid tight. Of those shoes. Well, start buying other shoes, obviously.
I can't.
It's utterly disgusting, and I'm just telling
you.
You
don't know what it's like to be in pain when you walk. Like, I am in pain when I walk or if I try to run. So I have to do whatever is
so she's,
comfortable
she's,
for me.
Whatever was wrong with her feet, she could go in and have this surgery
done.
I can't
drive for 6 weeks. What am I supposed to do? Take off, be on crutches,
know,
take
I would
off
figure
work
that
for
out.
Weeks on end?
You know, while she has health insurance, okay, wait until you lose your job and then you know, you'll have plenty of time. You won't have any health insurance. That'll be your excuse then. Yeah. I don't have health insurance.
No, when I get
How
older,
can I, do it?
Yeah. I will use those old granny shoes that have like the, what
you,
are they
Use
called?
Them now with the Velcro. Get them
I
now.
I like my shoes.
No, but it's going to help you walk.
Oh, I'm okay now. It's just
No,
as
you're
I
not,
get older.
Because you're walking around without socks on.
Well,
if it's that if it's that bad, you can't put a sock on. Oh, okay. My feet hurt too
not
bad.
Not those shoes. Those are fine.
It's just... She's doing it, Dieter, specifically because of me. That's why.
I can't believe it.
I don't know why any of her dumb friends don't tell her to knock that off. It's, you know, if they tell her, then she'll start wearing socks or get rid of those shoes or, oh.
Got it.
It's just so nasty.
You're nasty.
Here's a guy that writes, is it weird that my friends and I send each other ceiling fan Snapchats? We always make sure the lighting is very poor, zoom in and out real quick, make sure nothing is focused correctly, and are jumpy holding the camera. It makes me laugh out loud every time I send or receive one. So stupid. You know why they do that?
I'm guessing because of Jeffrey.
Because of Tomas Sharon,
yeah.
Jeffrey's son, sending ceiling videos all the time.
Oh, my God.
All right, what do you have coming up in the Shizzy Doozy?
Backstreet Boys concert, over a dozen people injured. Why? Was it a mosh pit? What was it? I'll tell you next.
All right, we'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
About a month out from the MMS 50th birthday concert with Ozzy and Stone Sour. Tickets all this week at 5:20. The Alan Cox Show back live today at 2 on MMS.
Ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS. Your life doesn't get better by chance.
If your life had a face, I would punch it.
It gets better by choice. Choose Rover's Morning Glory and improve your life. Kind of.
The Shizzy is coming up in just a moment. The news. What do you have on the way, Dizzy?
Remarkable story of the Coast Guard rescuing a woman who was in the water for 10 hours. I'll tell you the details regarding that next.
We'll get to that in just a moment. Lots of people sent text messages saying, dude, these shoes are just too small.
They're
just
they hurt.
They're not the right size. She can't wear socks because it's...
I'm good. Thanks, everybody.
Jada, will you see, can you tell where her toe is? Like, do you know where your toe is supposed to be in shoes?
On the end. Well, I know the guy at, like, Payless Shoes, he pushes down on your
right.
big toe.
Will you do that? Will you see, is there any room after the... There should be some room after the toe. It's not...
Stand straight up. She's, like, standing on her side. She's twisting.
Just stand straight up like a normal person, does she? All right, Dieter is reaching down and...
It's right at the end.
There's supposed to be, like almost a finger thickness.
Is it right at the end?
It's not a finger.
Come
it
over
might
here,
be a,
let me see.
Yeah, maybe a half finger, like half inch, and the toe's right there. No, I'm telling you, if you could put your whole finger in there, it's not there.
No, you need a half size up,
you
dude.
You agree? It's right at the end.
Yes.
And
no, yes.
Look, I will wiggle my toes. No, look.
Dude, you need a half size.
It's right there.
Jeffrey's the shoe expert. He wears a size 6.
Okay.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
No, I was wearing... Oh, I wear a size 7 now.
Whoa.
But you weren't wearing like a size 5 and a half.
No, I was wearing a size 6 and a half.
6?
No, 6 and a half.
For years, his entire
for
life.
For years, I was wearing 6 and a half.
And now his toes are all
his
curled
toes
up.
are deformed because of this. I mean, it's just...
Well, for one thing, at least I don't wear shoes. At least I wear shoes with socks. And
you always did.
I don't have
wearing...
an unflushable turd.
Except you've done that. You've taken a turd in your pants. I don't know why you bring that up. And one time, another thing you brought up that we know for a fact you didn't do is we went to Rochester once and you just didn't bring socks for the entire trip. So...
Yeah, but I don't do that, Charlie. I don't do that on an everyday basis.
But you did that. We're going to be gone for a week, and you didn't pack one pair of socks.
One time we were on my boat, and he didn't bring his toothbrush. So, I mean,
and then we got
Charlie,
him one, and then he left the toothbrush.
Yeah, he forgot to take it to his hotel room. And then the next day, I think he tried to lie. Like, yeah, I brushed my teeth with the toothbrush that you gave me. Really, it's sitting right here on the boat still. All right, Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
More than 350 people have died in torrential flooding in India. I don't know if you've seen any pictures with this, but the rains, horrible rains in the southern state of Kerala, it's caused the worst floods in nearly a century. So in addition to the fatalities, more than 220,000 people have been left homeless, and more rains are expected in that story. The government... In other news, has done something to help with the price of EpiPens. They've approved a generic, so this is good. The FDA announced that they're going to allow Teva Pharmaceuticals to market a generic version of the life-saving injector. And between 2010 and 2016, EpiPen maker Mylan, under the direction of Martin Shkreli, raised the drug price by more than 400%. Mm. So they've finally approved a generic.
That guy's in prison, by the way.
For what?
For scamming people.
No, fraud? For some sort of, securities violation, some sort of fraud or something like that. Yeah. Pharma bro.
Yeah. Yep. If you're hoping to become a doctor but can't justify going hundreds of thousands of dollars into debt, how about consider applying to NYU's medical school? The prestigious university has just announced that all med students will attend for free. The full tuition scholarships, estimated to be worth about $55,000 a year, will be granted regardless of financial need. Students will still be responsible for housing, books, fees, and other costs, which could still add up to about $27,000 a year, but all current and future students will receive the scholarship.
What if you don't finish? You do 3 or 4 years, and they just don't end. Do you still have to pay any money? You got all that free education.
Well, what good is it going to do you?
Yeah, what do you do with that after?
Well, you could go somewhere else and just finish the last credit
and get your degree. But what's the point?
Because you're getting 3, 4 years. You're getting, whatever, is it 8 years to be a doctor? You're getting those 7.5 years for free, then you drop out, then you go somewhere else and get one more credit, pay.
But what difference is that? I mean, why would you do that?
Because you're getting free education, Rob. You don't have to pay for it.
Right, but why not just finish at this place?
See what you're saying?
It's still free if you stay at the first place.
That is true.
Instead, you could leave and go pay a little bit.
Say some dumbass does drop out and never goes back. He still has all that education.
to do what with?
Well, yeah. I'm saying years down the road he can use it or something. I don't know. Go to India and use it. Whatever. You see my point.
No.
That's the point of
it. Dieter, don't apply because you're not going
to
get it.
I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying I'm surprised everybody has to finish for it to work out. If you don't finish, you're like, well, who? Like,
why do you have to finish for it to work out?
So they actually do become a doctor. I'm just saying there's got to be some kind of scam there. Everybody gets free education, but you have to finish.
People are, well, I think the bigger picture is people aren't becoming doctors because they can't afford it.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
To go to school. So doctor students or people that want to do that field, they do something else because it's just like, I don't want to go into debt for $250,000 and then...
At least, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why they're saying we got to get the attendance back up. What can we do?
Okay.
You thinking about joining?
No, not at all.
Please don't. Oh, man.
Wish you would join.
It makes sense. Donald Trump's former lawyer appears to be in deep trouble, even more trouble. In fact, federal authorities are looking into his possible bank and tax fraud, and they're focusing on more than $20 million in loans that were taken out for taxi businesses owned by Cohen and his family, according to sources familiar with the investigation. So $20 million in bank fraud. This is what he is facing. Meanwhile, the president went on another tweet storm over the weekend because this time it was inspired by a New York Times article that noted White House counsel Don McGahn was interviewed for 30 hours over 9 months by special counsel Robert Mueller's team in perhaps the most outrageous tweet of the weekend. And there were a few of them. Trump compared the Mueller investigation to McCarthyism, referring to the 50s era term named for Senator Joseph McCarthy, who wrongly accused innocent Americans of being communists. So a husband and wife were sailing in Rhode Island over the weekend. And on Friday, the husband noticed his wife was missing. So it's a kind of a bizarre story. So
were they sailing from Newport, or were they on a cruise?
Well, they were from Newport, Rhode Island to East Greenwich, Rhode Island on their 39-foot sailboat.
Oh, okay.
This was Friday afternoon, and she fell overboard. She managed to swim to an island, and the Coast Guard rescued her about 4 a.m. on Saturday. So what was the deal here? Why did it take them so long? It's because her husband didn't even realize that she was gone. He thought she had been below deck the entire time, and he didn't figure out she was missing until he stopped sailing, which was at 2 in the morning.
It's almost hard to believe.
Something suspicious. I'm going to agree with you on that one. The woman had mild hypothermia from being in the water, not the... She's okay. She's going to be fine, but they need to figure this out. Did she really just fall overboard?
Well, she would tell you if she survived.
Yeah, if she got pushed.
Yeah. Yep. Would you be able to survive and swim?
Well, in the middle of the night?
10 hours?
No way. No way.
Why not? 10 hours.
10 hours?
Yeah.
What, just treading water?
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to. I'd be out after a half hour.
You think that's easy, Rover?
Well, I think you could do it.
Wearing full clothes, probably, because you're not expecting to go swimming.
Yeah, probably drinking.
You probably pull your clothes off while you're in the water.
Well, you want a shark to bite your pecker? I mean, I want as much clothes as possible.
Okay. Oh, wow. So you said a cruise ship. Oh, my God. What are the chances of two stories? I thought
That's
this was
the
same
story.
No.
Oh, boy. She hasn't even read this.
Yeah,
oh,
she's
my
like,
God.
Oh, wait, what is this?
No, I knew that this was a woman. So there's another story.
So she was she in the water? Was that one 10 hours, the sailboat lady? Because the cruise ship is 10 hours.
Oh,
treading water
exactly
for 10 hours.
Several hours.
Is this the same?
Yeah, I'm telling you. She swam to an island 39 foot. Wow. Okay, so this is the Adriatic Sea. A British woman fell from a cruise ship in the sea, and she was rescued. Norwegian Cruise Line said the unidentified passenger was in stable condition. They said that she's 46 years old. She was in the water, and she said, "These wonderful guys rescued me. I'm very lucky to be alive." She was 60 miles from shore when she fell shortly before midnight. And other details about the incident, such as what distance she fell from, remain unclear. The woman was aboard this 965-foot multi-level Norwegian Star, which was headed to Venice when she fell. What are the chances?
Well, the cruise ship, it's weird. If you fall off a cruise ship, they just keep going.
Well, of course.
What do you mean, of course?
How are they going to know you fell?
Well, they were alerted right off the bat. And they go, oh, well, we'll just send a boat over here to look for her. They figure you're dead, I guess.
Well, no, I also think that in order to stop, these suckers are going fast. So it's not like they can stop.
They're just big. I don't know how fast they're going.
It's pretty fast. It seems fast when you're on one.
How fast do you think they're going?
How many knots?
20 knots.
I mean, just in miles per hour, how fast do you think they're going?
75?
What? 75 miles per hour?
Are you serious?
75 spread out over that big of a boat isn't that fast.
I don't know what that means.
How would you? What difference would it make how big the boat is when you say it's spread out over the boat?
The weight.
Well, I just did a quick Google search. You're a little bit off. The top speed of these giant cruise ships is 23 miles per hour.
Really? It seems so much faster when you're up there.
That's like a speedboat.
That's not that fast.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. That's why it's weird that if you fall overboard, they just keep going.
Yeah, but to stop?
They don't want to burn the fuel, and they don't want to get behind schedule.
Wait, so it's 23 miles per hour? How many knots is that?
That's 20
knots.
20 knots, Charlie.
Nailed it. That's what I said.
Thanks. Jeffrey's so angry. Jeffrey, this next story is for you, because I know you love when I do this. What's today? It's National what?
Aviation Day.
Okay, that was yesterday.
I think the email said what was yesterday, remember? The email we got today.
I'll know what today is. So
What's your favorite thing? What's your, besides?
Was it National Wrestling Day?
No, besides wrestling, besides planes, today is National what day?
I have no clue.
Radio.
National Radio. You say, I don't keep track of all that stuff.
Yeah, but
Tucci.
You love radio.
I was going to say Fat Black Lady Day.
Yeah, no.
Because he loves those.
That's and motorboating. No, today is National Radio Day. And tonight, if you're looking for some TV, you have a couple of options. Because NFL preseason football, 8 p.m., we have the Colts hosting the Ravens. But you also have the 2018 MTV Video Music Awards. That'll be 9 p.m. on MTV.
And Monday?
Yeah, some notes regarding that. You'll have Ariana Grande offered a sneak peek into the performance tonight. She's going to bring 50 female dancers on stage.
Ooh,
Cardi B is opening the Video Music Awards, but she's not performing. Aerosmith will perform tonight. They haven't done so since 1994.
Well, at the VMAs, so they've performed since 1994.
That's what I just said.
No, you said they're going to play at they're going to perform there. They haven't performed.
They haven't performed. I'm doing a whole story about it, so stick along with me.
Stick along.
They will probably do something for Aretha Franklin, and they also have scheduled some poignant moments, Aretha Franklin, and then I think they're going to do something regarding mental health and Demi Lovato.
Oh, she'll come out.
No, she's yeah. It's her birthday. She's 26. Happy birthday.
She can't get wheeled out and then go back.
She's in rehab, you jackass.
You leave for an hour, you go right back in.
That's not, you don't go back into this environment when you try to do drugs and all of that. What, Jeffrey?
Yes, Jeffrey, you're hovering.
Hey, this is the last VMAs I recall ever watching in full was back in 1992.
And?
That was the first time they ever, they used it up until 1992, they used to hold it in the Universal Amphitheater, but that year they held it in a Pauley Pavilion on the campus of U.S., I think, University of Southern California, and the headlining performance was Guns N' Roses, because that was the year their song November Rain came out.
How do you know that?
I remember it.
Okay. All right. Go on, Dougie.
Backstreet Boys show in Oklahoma, sold out show, by the way. Had to be canceled after more than a dozen people were hospitalized. They were supposed to play an outdoor venue, and staff started clearing people out due to heavy rain, and they had a lot of wind gusts, 80 mile per hour winds. So there were about 150 people that decided, I'm going to stick it out. I'm not going to leave. Well, obviously it was a mistake. The wind pushed over a large metal structure, and it injured at least 14 people. So the Backstreet Boys did issue a statement saying that we never want to put our fans in harm's way with tonight's weather and the injuries from earlier. We've decided to cancel the show and will attempt to reschedule.
All right.
That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Brothers, sisters, everybody saying, gonna bring the flame, I'll show you how. Got a question for you, better answer now. Yeah. Am I original? Yeah.
Here's someone who texted, is it me or is Doogie extra stupid today?
I'm feeling that too, yeah.
Extra case extra. Of the Mondays.
Yeah, okay, all right. Oh, man, I wanted to strangle Doogie over the weekend because, oh, she's just so...
irritating?
Yes.
Difficult? Annoying?
Yes.
Stubborn?
So on Friday, my mom and my sister, they had planned this thing where they would go to, there's an area here called Lakeside. It's on the lake, and it's like this. It's, I don't know why my family has been going there for like 20 years during the summer sometimes.
I think longer than that, because I've known you for 18 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a family thing with your uncles and your cousins. You guys would always go to these cottages
mm-hmm.
for years.
And
so.
It's some religious community. It's all fenced in, and there's it's all gated, and it's all these. It's just weird. Like I went there on Friday, and I was walking around. I'm like, man, this is weird.
It's like stepping back in time, kind of. You know.
So of course it's my mom and. Stepdad, it's my sister and her daughter, it's B2 and me, and Doogie and her daughter. She like comes on the family vacations, of course, you know. It's just,
how did she get invited? Did you invite her?
Or she just, I did not invite her. I don't know how she got invited.
She just shows up.
I don't know how she did this. So the whole plan all along was I was going to go out there on Friday. I had stuff to do on Saturday. I was going to go out there on Friday. I was going to join them Friday afternoon, have dinner out there, hang out, and then drive back Friday night. That was my plan.
How far is this?
It's an hour and a half from my house.
Okay.
But... this last week, Doogie starts, oh, you have to spend the night. You can't just go out there and just, you have to spend the night. You can't do that. You have to spend the night out there. You have to spend the night. You have to go out there.
He did that last year. He showed up.
I did it last year.
Went to dinner and then left right away and everybody stayed. So this year, when you said you were going to do it again, and then I found out you weren't leaving until 5 p.m., you'd get there around 6:30, have dinner at 7, and then what, leave at 8:30? I gave him a hard time and I said, stay. Stay Friday night, hang with your family.
But this is the thing, like, weird that she's... like, who are you to tell me what to do?
Because,
I mean, honestly.
Because you needed to leave to go feed your cat.
That's right. And so here's, we left after 4 o'clock, so that we normally feed the cat at 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. And the cat, we tried to keep on its schedule, because remember, when I first moved into this house, that cat was pissing on the floor. Do you remember that?
Oh, all over the bedroom.
So so we tried to keep an eye on the cat. We tried to keep the cat on its schedule, but Doogie doesn't care about that.
One day.
In fact, that's what she says. She goes, oh, who cares if the cat pees? Well, I care if the cat pees, because now it's opened up Pandora's box.
Is this dry food? You're talking about you give it wet food twice a day.
Yeah. The cat's fine, she
Leave
says.
Leave some dry... You were going to stay to feed the wet food Friday, so you get home Saturday a little bit later, put some dry food out, so she gets her wet food a couple hours later.
So she's like... I mean, listen to how she... I mean, first of all, it's none of her business. So so then I get out there. We go out to dinner. We take the kids out for ice cream. I mean, and me too. And then we get back and we're dicking around. And then I'm getting ready to go to bed. And I tell my mom, I said, well, you know, what time are you waking up? I'm leaving at 7:30. I'm going to probably leave around 7:30. My time, though, that's probably 8:30. But I go, I'm going to probably leave around 7:30. We have to get back because we fed the cat at 4 o'clock, 2 hours early. Now I'm going to get back Saturday morning. It's going to be a few hours late after 6 a.m. It's going to be, you know, 9 a.m. or whatever.
Cat's going to starve to death.
So, well, not going to starve to death, but you don't want the cat then just getting mad and peeing.
I think you've jumped ahead. So you're now staying the night?
Yes, because she gave me so much grief about it that I got a hotel room. It was $300.
Oh,
$300.
You're not even staying. It was $300.
I stayed at the same hotel,
and it was $300.
You're not even staying at the cabin.
They didn't get a cabin this year. They all stayed in the hotel.
Then what's the point of staying?
So
everybody's in separate rooms at that point. I thought you were all
so
like
we could all bond, hang out. He went to bed early.
I mean, what do you guys do?
Shannon just sent a text message and she says, could you please reiterate, let's remember this is not her family.
Oh.
Yeah, this is not her
family.
She's
the one that should only stay for like an hour and then go.
No.
Yeah,
I was there the whole weekend.
You're overstaying your welcome at this point. You guys broke up how many years ago? No.
Let me tell you the rest. Let me take a break. I'll tell you the rest of the story because I swear I was going to strangle her.
What? Me?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God. Oh, bring it on, dude.
We will be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
The Indians are back on the field tonight against the Red Sox. First pitch at 7:10 on 100.7 WMS.
Dumb down your smart speaker with Rover's Morning Glory. Alexa, play 100.7 WMMS on iHeartRadio.
It's growing. It's expanding. It's pulsing. It's coming to a city near you.
Dude, what the f*** are you guys talking about?
It's Rover's Morning Glory.
Hey, get your mind out of the gutter, man. Come on.
All right, I was telling you a story about my mom, stepdad, sister, and niece all went out to a place called Lakeside, which is about an hour and a half from my house. It's on the lake. It's a bunch of cottages. It's this weird little religious community, which is bizarre because my family's not really religious, and I don't know why they've picked this place. I guess it's just because it's quaint, and it's
all just camping?
Not camping. No.
What is it then? Like, what do people do out there?
It's just a lakeside community. It's
people paddle boating around. Is that what they're doing?
There's a pool. There's cute shops. There's
sounds
only
lame
like
as hell.
Three.
It's imagine Put-in
just
Bay with no fun, like
no
alcohol. In fact, I believe there's no alcohol allowed.
Are
there.
You serious?
Yeah.
That's the only way you can get through this weekend.
Yeah. You can't bring it in. You can't smuggle it in.
I don't even know if that's allowed.
You can.
No,
sure, they don't go through your stuff.
Allowed.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's. I don't know if
they might not go through your stuff. But if you got caught, like if you were sitting out front of your own cottage, brown bagging it.
Yeah.
You don't do that in the open.
Oh, this sucks.
It totally sucks.
I hate this.
It totally sucks.
Did you tell them about other places that are not as lame? Like, are they aware of it?
It's in his family for, 30, 40 years?
I don't
years?
Think they care. It's not like my mom drinks and it's, they do it because they like, I guess it's good for the kids. The kids can, it's like people driving around on little golf carts and that kind of stuff. And
bikes.
The kids can go to. There's a bike shop. They rent bikes and blah blah blah.
They have plays there too, like a playhouse and stuff.
They do. And in fact, the last time I was there, the Drifters, whoever they are, they were like from the '50s or something. They played. This time, it was an Elvis impersonator playing in the theater there. Snitz.
Sweet.
And so I paid $300 for my hotel room to go out there. And then when I got to the place and you get to the front gate, they go, okay, so you're going to have to get admission for two people. I go, I'm staying at the hotel. They go, yeah, you still need you need your parking. That's $12. And then your admission is $24
Whoa.
Per person.
For an Elvis impersonator?
I go, what do I need that for?
To get into the community.
Yeah, I go, I mean, it's crazy. So, anyhow, Doogie somehow got invited to this. Now, I don't know how this all came about. How did this come about? How did you get invited to this?
I actually put it together with your sister. Because we wanted to get the
Isn't
kids together.
I think
so
your sister
weird.
was doing it, and then Doogie's like, let me help you, and that was her in. That was her way to get invited.
No, I've been there, this is my second year in a row with my daughter.
Oh, it's a tradition.
No,
this
I've
the
been
second
there.
Year that I've been there.
I thought you were going to say 8 years
no,
now.
No, I've been there two or three times with you in the past.
When we were dating, like 10
Why
years
you
ago.
Guys go
after,
there?
After we broke up, we went there once. And then I had a kid, and I'm like, oh my God, this would be great for her.
I would lose my mind if I just showed up to one family event that I've ever had. Just even
like
Christmas
dinner. Your ex was
just
there.
Sitting there with her kid. I'd be like, what are you doing here? It's time to hit the bricks. It's over. Get over it. Find a new family. You have your own family.
So no, but I like his better.
Dougie somehow gets involved in this. So it's my mom, my stepdad, my sister, and my niece, her daughter. It's Dougie and her daughter. And then I tell them, and my mom doesn't say anything about this. I tell her, I'm going out there on Friday. I'm coming back Friday night. No, no, no. Dougie puts up a big stink about this. You have to spend the night. You can't come out there and not spend the night. You have to. So, I mean, it's just.
They were disappointed in what
they
did last year.
They didn't say one word. They didn't say anything.
They did after you left last year.
Yeah. Well,
so this year.
No one said anything to me about it.
What's your current wife's opinion on all this? Does she want to leave?
Oh, of course. She's like, why would we have this cat sitting potentially peeing on the floor because it's not being...
Well, if your wife wants to leave, why are you listening to your ex-girlfriend tell you to stay?
Because deep down, it's about family. It's about your family.
You're not his family, though.
No, but he knows the right thing to do. So, no. So yeah. That's why he listened to me and he stayed.
So I go, fine. If it's going to cause me this much grief, I'll stay. Probably a mistake, but... So I buy this hotel room. It's $300 plus another $50 to get into the place. So we go there. We go out to dinner. We take the kids for ice cream. I dropped everything. B2 dropped everything in the room, in the hotel room, when we first got there, because I saw my sister right off the bat. So she took everything up to the room. And so then she came back down. We went out to dinner, all that. So after dinner, I go up to the hotel room.
No TVs either.
Oh, in the room?
And the whole time that, B2 is like, you know, it'll be nice. It'll be fine. We'll spend the night. And after dinner and all that, after we get back, we can just watch TV in the room and hang out. I get into the room. There's no TV.
Oh.
There's no TV.
What do you do?
$300 room?
$300 room.
You disconnect. You just kind of chill.
You never disconnect.
On top of that, so I actually had to, after dinner and ice cream, I said to B2, I said, why don't you hang out in the hotel lobby? Because I'm feeling this ice cream and everything is it's going right through me. So I go up. I'm dropping a deuce. I'm in the bathroom, and as I look over in the shower, there's a spider crawling around in the shower. Nice. Daddy long legs. It's not a big deal.
Nothing.
Daddy long legs.
Right.
So I go down, and I get done. I go downstairs, and I tell her, I go, hey, you're going to take a shower, right? She's like, yeah. I go, okay, I'm going to have to kill the spider that's in the bathtub then. She goes, oh, you saw a spider in the bathtub? I saw one on the curtain. I go, Daddy long legs? She's like, I don't know what kind of spider. So anyway, we go back up to the room. I'm looking on the curtain. There's a spider crawling around. I kill that spider. I kill the one in the bathtub.
Hey, you never kill spiders.
No, no.
You're the type of guy that catches it and puts
them outside.
Right.
Keeps them as pets.
Yeah.
He pets them.
So then, I mean, I'm in this room. I kid you not, there's probably 20 spiders.
No.
Oh, yeah. you leave.
Oh,
right
my
then.
God. Yeah.
20 spiders. And I'm not talking daddy long legs, like, because who cares about those? These are gigantic ass, the size of the body is the size of a quarter. Gigantic ass spiders. And they're crawling. There were like four of them up above the window, high. That's how I see it. Four of them up above the window, and I kill the one on the curtain. I kill the one in the bathtub, and I'm looking. I see we're just sitting there looking at these. She's like, "Oh my God, look at how many spiders there are in this room." And there's like cobwebs coming down, and I said, "You know," I said, "they're not moving." I go, "Maybe those ones are dead." And like, you know how you get like an insect, like they just kind of are frozen someplace. Like after they die, they're just stuck there.
Yeah.
I go, those are probably dead. She's like, are you sure? I go, yeah, they're not moving. So she goes to brush her teeth, and I'm, you know, just sitting on the bed. I look up, And I go, oh, there were four spiders there. Now there's only three.
No.
Where did they go?
And I go, you got to be kidding me. I go, what happened? Is it just coincidence that it just fell off? The dead spider fell off the wall? No. Then I see it crawling across the thing. I tell B2, I go, we're out of here. I'm not staying in this room. This is
300 a night.
300 a night.
For a spider-infested room. So do you ask to switch rooms, or you guys just want to leave the hotel?
Supposedly they were sold out or something.
You didn't ask?
No. I told her, I said, we're out of here.
What time is it?
This is like 11 o'clock at night.
Sure.
Well, I get it.
I'm an hour and a half away from home.
I get
it.
Just go
like
home.
Midnight, cause
it was
like
midnight. It
doesn't matter. Go home.
Yeah.
It's covered in spiders.
So,
did you ask
because we really debated. B2 and I really debated. She's like, you know, she didn't want to stay in a spider-infested room either.
Change rooms.
I'm not either. My room
was fine.
Who knows? I think I just had a mouse
or something. It's just an
old...
You
seriously had a mouse?
I heard something.
Okay. Yeah, just leave this place.
It's not the best
for the price,
place?
You're getting ripped off.
Oh, my God.
Covered in
place,
spiders
dude,
and
this
rodents.
Place, this hotel is like... I don't think it has been updated or maybe even cleaned in the past 80 years. So, I mean, I wasn't thrilled to begin with when I first walked into this room, but then when I see there's like 20 spiders running around the room, and I know what's going to happen. And this is what sealed it. I told B2, I said, you know, I know I'm going to get into this bed. I'll probably be able to sleep. And she goes, first thing we walk in, she goes, you're going to have acid reflux. I go, why? She goes, look at the bed. The head of the bed was probably about 4 inches lower than the foot of the
really?
Bed.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
It's like on a decline.
It was not. Are you kidding?
You weren't in there.
No, it was not. Did you go in my room? What do you mean it wasn't? Why would I? Yeah, I just made that up. You know what? I'll make that up. So I know what's going to happen. I'm going to get into this bed. I'm going to have acid reflux the next day. I know for a fact that I'll probably sleep just fine, but I'm going to wake up, and it will probably even be like 12 hours after I wake up before I start itching and scratching.
Yeah.
I know that those spiders are going to bite me. It's like fresh meat coming into the room. They're waiting for you, and they're just going to come down and bite me.
Right, fresh blood.
I said, we got to get out of here.
Did you check for bed bugs?
I never got in the bed. I sat on the bed, I guess. Maybe I shouldn't have even done that, but I never got into the bed.
Do you get a refund or you just eat it?
Well, so we go down. It's now 11:20. I pack up our stuff. I said, we're getting out of here. So 11:20, we leave. She goes, should I say anything to the front desk? Mm-hmm. I said,
of course.
Yeah, you're not staying there. It's what, 3 hours you were there? 4 hours?
Yeah. I said, let's just get out of here.
Are you kidding?
So as we're making our exit, right before we leave the hotel, who do I see? My mom and my sister. I go, oh, boy. So they're like, what are you doing leaving? It's 11:30 at night. What are you doing? Are you trying to sneak out? I go, there's 20 spiders in my room. I'm not staying here. They're like, oh, we have spiders in our room, too.
So it's just part of it.
It's part of the hotel.
They saw a spider. I go, oh, wait till you go back. Wait till you look some more. So my mom's like, you need to tell the front desk. And so B2 goes up to the front desk. She's like, look, our room is infested with 20 spiders up there. And they go, well, I have a broom. Would you like to take a broom so you can swat them?
Really?
Yes.
That's it? That's the exterminator, a broom, and a janitor hitting them down? You have to do it.
They don't even offer to go do it for you?
No, that's it.
Here.
And
did you get your money back?
We did.
Good.
Not that night. They gave us the name of the manager, and they didn't give us the money back that night. And then B2 called the next day.
I heard a lot of people.
I personally inspect each room. We don't have housekeeping.
They have kids that live on the island that clean the rooms.
And the manager goes, I personally inspect each room. And B2 goes, well, that's funny. There are like spider webs from coming down from the ceiling fan. Like, how? And he goes, spiders work fast.
he said that?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they don't do like Orkin or anything like that. They don't update
anything.
They
don't clean it. They don't have housekeeping.
They clean it. They have
They just have a guy that goes in the room and looks around and then walks out.
It's, man.
They've got
for the price, I don't understand. Is this a suite?
That's what I told B too. I said for I go if this were forget even if it was 300. If it was 100, I said if I was staying in a Hilton and they had 20 spiders in the room, I'm not staying in that place. You would complain, right?
Yes, and you'd go down and complain, and they'd bring somebody up there to go fix the problem, or at least attempt to, instead of handing you a broom. What was your plan, though? You're going to stay and then leave at 7 in the morning?
Oh, you wouldn't. You know him. Yes, he wouldn't. He's going to get up and have breakfast.
But you are going to eat breakfast.
No, because B2 was like, we've got to get back.
Then what's the point of staying?
There's no point of staying. That was the whole
point. There wasn't any point.
The whole point was Saturday morning to spend more time with your
money.
Family.
That's what it is.
But you got your money back because a couple of spiders. Spending
well, that's
time
what,
with
when
your
I told
family.
My mom, I swear I was going to strangle Dizzy because I told
me?
My mom.
I didn't put the spiders there.
I said, what time are you waking up, Mom? She goes, I don't know. I go, all right, because we're going to leave here around 7:30. She's like, okay. And I go, so, I don't know if I'll see you if you don't wake up that early. But, you know, if not, you know.
We're all up.
See you soon, whatever. And Dougie hears that and is like, you can't go. You can't leave at 7:30. You can't. You can't do that.
What's the
you
point?
You have to at least stay and eat breakfast with your family. You can't leave at 7:30. And she's being, I'm not even saying it in the tone of voice she's saying. Yeah. You know how
it's worse.
She gets.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. When like just that tone of voice, like.
Because you're irritated.
You know what she sounds like. And I'm like. I got back up to the room. I told B2, I go, I'm going to strangle this woman. I go, what business of it of hers?
Why is it my fault?
What time I leave?
That you have
what business is it?
You've interjected yourself into his life, his family.
I'm not going anywhere. I'm here with him and B2 forever. I mean,
that's so
he knows
annoying.
It.
But at 7:30, the cat's already missed two feedings now.
No, she was fed the Friday night feeding because he left late.
She was fed 2 hours early at 4 o'clock.
4:35.
But still.
So, 4 o'clock. She was fed at 4. And now she's going to be fed at 9.
I thought you had a cat feeder.
A.M.
Yeah, do the automatic wet food cat feeder.
The cat gets wet food now because.
You can't do
the
wet food.
The dry food, its ass was stinking. I mean, this cat had. I've never had a cat with a stink ass. Oh my God, this cat's ass is so stinky. And the vet goes, well, it's because of the dry food. You need to switch to wet food. It's helped. Hasn't completely solved the problem, but it's a lot better. But now you have to feed this cat
twice
a day. Just
don't put your face by its ass.
Right.
Or put an air freshener on its tail.
That's true.
What are
you doing?
You know what I mean? This thing's causing a lot of problems.
How long were you? Did Dougie stay? From Friday until what?
Oh, my God. She was there.
I think I got home
yesterday
at 4.
Afternoon. My mom.
Oh, Friday to Sunday.
Yeah.
So you come back Saturday, you're done.
Yep.
Dougie stays with the family two
more
days.
Time.
All day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Yep.
And everybody bought these tickets. Did anybody see the Elvis impersonator?
We did not. No, we were doing puzzles and hanging out. It was kind of rainy. And then Saturday, they had Herman's Hermits. I don't know.
Another 60s band, yeah.
A lot of old people there, Snitz.
Well, next week they have a lecture series, so make sure to book your room now.
Oh, man, I told B2, I said, we're never coming back here.
We're going to book a cottage for everybody next
back.
Year.
I'm not
yes,
going
you
back.
Are.
No, I'm not going back.
It won't be the hotel.
You can book whatever you want, but I'm not going.
It'll be
I'm not going.
Different.
It's like Brady Bunch music.
I'm not going. How strange is it that she just ingratiates herself to
you're not
my
putting
family
your foot down.
And
you got
to
just say it's over.
Vacation.
It is strange.
She can't get rid of me or can't get over me.
I know. And
it has nothing to do with you.
Of course it does.
Did she know about this trip before you did, Rover?
Yes.
Did she invite you on your own family vacation?
No. Yes. Your sister Emily. I said. Here are a few dates in August that there's no bus trip or anything going on. So check with B2. Tell me what works for her and Rover. And then from there, we're in. But you got to clear everything with them first. So B2 knew about it.
Right. And B2 figured we're going to go out there just like we did last year for the after dinner and then come back that night.
Dude, seriously, why don't you plan this with your own family? You have a family.
I don't have anyone to plan it with. Who am I going to take?
Well, you got your mom, your sister, your brother.
I'm going to see my mom this weekend.
Okay. Your cousins.
That's fine. That's your family. You can see them as much as you want.
Here's what it is. Doogie wants my family to like her more than they like me, too.
That's exactly it. Bottom line.
No.
Yes. That's the move.
I know that. You know that. Everyone knows that,
that's
right?
That's exactly
no,
the move.
They love B2. They absolutely, they do. They love B2.
But if they stop showing up for these trips and it's just you going with them, then you become the favorite.
No, it's not a favorite.
And they don't know B2 as long as they know you. If we ask them, they would pick you over her because they know you longer.
They know that she makes him really happy.
I know, but you make, the family happy. You're outgoing. You,
well, so does B2.
Not like you overdo it, though. You do everything.
Thank you. Yes, Dieter. She overdoes the whole time.
She's on. Is she on the whole time?
Oh, my God. So obnoxious the entire time.
How are you on around 80-year-olds?
So obnoxious.
That's you. That's just you. You're always on.
Well, I'm awesome. I know that. I know that.
It's exhausting.
Like, no, it's
I'll give you an example. This is just something I observed, which was just something small, but just so irritating.
Sure.
So my stepdad, who's like 100 years old at this point, is sitting on this like couch in the lobby of the hotel. Now, it's a couch. There's plenty of room. And there are about 20 other chairs that are completely empty. We're the only people in the lobby that are completely empty. You could sit anywhere. Not Doogie. Doogie has to go sit on this couch next to my stepdad, but not sit where you would normally sit where it's open. You know, like it's a two-person couch. So he's sitting in the left seat. She could sit in the right. No, she has to go up onto the arm of the couch and then sit and like make him scoot over so she can sit next to him.
Why would you do that?
And look at her. She's.
I love Tio.
Look at her.
No,
she
I
remembers
do love
this.
Him.
Yeah. This is. And oh, it's no. just, that's how obnoxious she is.
I've seen her do this move before.
I do. I love him.
If we have like a guest on the couch or whatever, she always does that. Wherever we're at, she wants to sit down right next to him, scoot them over. It's kind of to be funny.
No,
make and there's like the whole couch is available. You don't have to sit on the person's lap, essentially.
No, but she finds it funny. And then they get uncomfortable. They have to move over. Like, what are you doing, dude?
No, So when Roverfest happened, your family came to my house the next day while you were sleeping. Mm-hmm. And when they all left.
Which is also weird. But
he had told your mom that he wished that he would have given me a hug. Like, he didn't really say goodbye like he wanted to. So
I'm sure he
said
that.
He made that
you an idiot. That's my mom just saying that, you jackass.
No, Tio loves me.
Oh, Tio didn't get to say goodbye to you, but he was so upset he didn't get to give you a hug.
So I wanted to bond with him.
I've met Tio like 10, 20 times. I don't think I've ever seen him talk.
No, he doesn't talk.
He does talk. He talks to me.
And he said, I wish I would have hugged Doogie.
I'm just saying, I wanted to really kind of focus in on Tio. So I snuggled him.
It's just so aggravating. But you know, Doogie is getting older, so I probably only have a few more years for her to put up with this before.
I had a good time. So when you have a family, then we can start planning new trips, right?
No, you can plan whatever you want, but I'm not going on any of your trips.
I'm going with you.
We'll be right back on Rover's Morning Glory. The Shizzy, the news coming up. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
J-Mom figured out why Doogie didn't have any spiders in her room.
Why?
Drove them out with the smell of her feet. The Shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Doogie?
Alec Baldwin back in the news for being a little critical regarding his daughter, Ireland, and a post she made on Instagram. What did he say to his daughter? Now, remember, Alec's been in the news before calling his daughter...
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig.
So, what did he do now?
All right, we will get to that in just a moment. Octodong has sent me... numerous text messages this morning wanting me to talk about the scooter. You know how Charlie was riding around on these electric scooters? They're like Razor scooters, not the sit-down kind, the little stand-up kind with the little handlebar
sticks.
It's
like a Razor scooter, but it has rubber wheels, and it's electric. And it goes 15 miles an hour.
And Charlie was riding around on those about a week ago. They just dropped off. Bird is the name of them. And you pay for them through an app, and then you can drop them off anywhere. Just when you're done, you just leave it wherever you are. The city clamped down on that, I guess. But maybe not hard enough, because over the weekend, a 21-year-old girl, I think she was 20 or 21, not 21. Sure, killed riding one of those. She was struck by a car while she rode on the street.
Drunk driver.
Yep.
During the day or night?
So that's not a good look for your company.
It's not a good look for drunk driving. No. Don't drunk drive.
No, but it also is...
If she was walking, the same thing could have happened.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be walking in the street. You have to ride these electric scooters in the street. You're not allowed to ride them on the sidewalk. Who's going to ride an electric... I mean, what do you expect happens when you're... If I were that drunk driver, now I'm not saying you should drive drunk, but I would say, hey... Who expects to see an electric scooter with probably no lights? Do they have lights on them?
Yeah, it had a headlight for sure. I bet it has some sort of taillight. But still, I mean, it's a little tiny dot.
I mean, who expects to see that on a street?
You wouldn't see it. These are the little push ones you push with your foot, not a scooter you ride.
Yeah, not like a Vespa.
These are dangerous. They're hard to stop.
And they're not sure if the one this person was on was a Bird scooter yet. They haven't said.
Well, they haven't said that, but, I mean, how many electric scooters, stand-up scooters are there?
No, not a lot.
They just dropped them off last week, Charlie.
I'm just letting you know. They haven't said for
sure. Okay, they haven't said it, but I think we probably know.
Yeah, it was scary. Like I said, it says to ride on the street, but I wasn't. I was on the sidewalk the whole time because there's no way. Nobody's going to notice you going. They don't expect you to be going that fast on a scooter. It's just hard to see you, especially at night. No, you're going to get hit.
Well, here's a picture of it. I don't see any sort of
tail light on the back. It might, right at the right over the back wheel. It definitely has a headlight up top. And the headlight was on the whole time.
At the handlebar, there's a headlight?
Yeah.
Okay. And zoom in? You want to zoom in?
Yeah, try to zoom in on the back.
On their website, it shows a taillight.
Okay. Yeah, there's a little...
Little thing, that's the taillight? Button?
How big does it need to be for you?
It's the size of a nickel.
Do you want it to be a spotlight?
I'm just telling you.
A laser pointer shooting on the back?
It's no surprise that someone gets whacked when they're... And they tell you to ride these in the street?
I'm surprised you're blaming the scooter and not the drunk driver.
Yeah, I mean the drunk driver, obviously, but if you would have been sober, do you think you still would have seen that?
No, yes. She still could have been hit.
Right.
Even by a sober person, if they're that tiny.
Look, I don't have a problem with, if I were going to ride one of those, I wouldn't want to ride that in the street. I would be like Charlie, I'd want to ride that on the sidewalk, but apparently you can't do that. That's
just
illegal.
Just break the law.
Yeah.
To me, I just do whatever you can to stay alive.
Yes, Jeffrey, you're hovering in there. No hovering sound effect, but that's okay.
Well, what about the operator for, like, operating the thing and, you know, that's, you know, where it's, I mean, you have to ride the thing in the street, of course, because with all the bumps on the sidewalk and everything, but I'm just saying, if I had one of those things, I wouldn't be riding those things late at night when this incident happened. You'd never catch me on one of those things.
Why?
Mike, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Rover, CLY.
Arbe, what's happening?
I don't know. I'm just sitting here listening to you. It really sounds like you are definitively going down the path of blaming the person that was hit by a drunk driver, regardless of whether it's a good look for the company.
I'm not blaming her. I'm saying I don't think it's wise to be riding these things in the street.
Right.
Okay, I fully understood. But at some point, I mean... It's the city, by the way, if you look into it, one of the local news stations contacted them. They're not impounding them. They're in negotiations to try to figure out how to make it okay and how to realize the ability of these scooters and how nice it is for people who work directly downtown And like myself, I walk almost a mile from where I park to where I work. So it's very easy for me to do that, to jump on one of these and go. I really took a lot of insult from you. I don't know, maybe it was just a misunderstanding, the way you stated, if I was the drunk driver, I would have, who expects to see a scooter on the road? Well, your eyes are supposed to be looking everywhere. You could see a child. You could see a person on foot. Who cares if they're on two wheels? It's still the idea that, okay, as the driver of a vehicle,
when you're on a road and you're driving, you don't expect people to be, let's say I'm on the highway, you don't expect people to be walking on the highway, do you?
It's actually against the law to walk.
Okay. Okay. So when you're riding, when you're driving on a road, you don't expect someone to be on one of these little rinky-dink stand-up Razor scooters. You just don't expect that on the road.
I would 100% be on your side if the driver wasn't intoxicated. And also,
but that was my point. I said, I don't know if being intoxicated caused the accident. Maybe it did. I'm just telling you, this seems like it could be caused without being intoxicated. People always are talking about motorcycles and how easy it is to hit motorcycles because you can't see them. You don't have to be intoxicated to not see a motorcycle. And these are 10 times smaller than a motorcycle.
Can I ask you one question?
Yes.
Okay. If you are intoxicated.
This must be the CEO of Bird Scooters or something.
Yeah, he has some kind of stock in it.
He's got something going on with him.
If you are intoxicated and you're driving your vehicle and someone runs a red light and you slam into them.
Yeah.
When the police arrive at the scene of the accident.
They'll cite me for drunk driving, but they're not going to cite me for causing the accident.
Correct. But you're still going to be. What do you mean they're not going to cite you for causing the accident?
Because if someone ran a red light and I hit them, if I'm going through a green light and I'm drunk and someone runs a red light and I hit them, I don't get cited for the accident if I'm drunk. I get cited for driving under the influence of alcohol, but I didn't cause the accident.
Correct, but maybe you could have avoided the accident regardless of.
Doesn't matter. They don't cite you for it.
Understood. But I want to circle back. I just think you can't.
What's the point?
Blame. I'm circling back to, I don't want you. It's coming off like you are saying it is wrong to be on these scooters. And even though the person was drunk, you could litigate this all day long. It's the idea that the person was on the scooter, probably shouldn't have been riding it in the roadway. That's why they got hit. And I don't agree with you on that. That's kind of. It's short-sighted.
Well, I also would like to say I have a picture, Snitzer. This is the scooter. It's not a Bird scooter. It's a scooter she owned.
Oh, all right. Well, there you go. What kind of scooter is that?
I don't know.
Charlie?
Icon Q, it says. I'm trying to Google it, but the Bird one, say Bird all over it.
Is it the same kind of thing as
They're all going to be about the same, but it's not a Bird scooter.
Okay, all right. Well, that's probably inconsequential. Is an icon, is it like the same thing as the Bird where you get an app and they leave them around? Or is this something that she personally owned?
It says from the article, it says her icon.
Yeah. Okay,
they sell them everywhere, like Walmart and stuff.
And are those street legal? The Icon Q scooter?
In the bike lane, sure.
Icon Q might be a totally different thing.
Hold on, we're looking this up.
If this is what she's on, this is... It's kind of different. It's not like a stand-up Razor scooter. It's kind of something you kind of sit on.
We're looking
if
at
that
this.
Is it. I'm trying to look, trying to
we're
find a picture.
We're looking at this. This is a two-wheel foldable electric scooter.
Oh, yeah.
The hell is this here?
It's like a little bike kind of thing.
Oh, there's a seat.
Look at that thing. What the hell is that?
That thing's pretty cool.
Where do you put your feet? Oh, those little...
Pegs on the back, pegs. On the back wheel.
If that's what she was on, that's what I'm finding here.
Are you allowed, well, it looks like, kind of, are you allowed to ride those on the street?
That's street legal?
I know, I find that hard to believe, right?
I want
to
be caught dead on that.
Well, in the bike lane, right?
Not all streets have bike lanes, though, right?
Right.
Not all streets have bike lanes, and I think once you're a motorized, I mean, it's an electric motor. I don't think that the same rules apply for bikes as they do for motorized vehicles.
Yeah.
Even like those little mopeds back in the day. Remember those? Oh, I just wanted a moped when I was a kid.
Yeah, then you grow up.
No, I know, but when you're... When you're like 12, yeah. You're like, it's the only way for you to drive.
Yeah.
You're like, I need a moped or a scooter. Doogie, are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Hit the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Can I ask you guys a question before she gets into the shizzy? Like, I'm reading these articles, and it was all about, we don't know if it's a bird scooter. There's a photo. You can look at the photo. It's obviously not a bird scooter.
I was able to solve this problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Just look at the picture. It says a huge logo on it. Doesn't say right. Bird. But that doesn't make the story interesting. The story's interesting because a bunch of scooters just got dropped off in the town, in the city, a week ago. And yeah. Everybody's wondering, what's going to happen to them? What's going to happen to them? And then they're purposely leaving out the part where any person with just eyeballs can see it's not a bird scooter.
Sure. So anyone, like the one. Actual news who's publishing this, you have their own photo, and they're saying... We don't know what kind of scooter it is, but if you look at their own photo.
I got this from Channel 5.
Okay.
And they actually said
they were accurate
article.
In their article.
Icon okay. G or Q.
Okay. Go on, Doogie. Sorry.
Students at Santa Fe High School, where a shooter killed 8 students and 2 teachers back in May, they start classes today. So this is going to be difficult, obviously.
Which one is this? Who is this?
This is Santa Fe.
Santa Fe. And
this
what happened there?
8 students killed. The 2 teachers killed.
Oh, boy. I don't remember this one.
This is the last big one. Right at the end of the school year, remember?
I don't know. You tell me. What happened? Who did it?
Oh, I don't know his name.
No, but what was the motive? And is the shooter alive or dead?
Isn't this, he's in jail, isn't he? Isn't this that guy?
That's the Parkland shooter. That's different. It's Florida. This is Santa Fe?
Yeah.
Different.
Oh, this is the most recent one.
I don't even know which one this is.
God, that's sad that we're having this conversation.
Yeah, I don't know who...
May 18th.
End of the year.
10 people were shot.
8 kids, 2
Santa
teachers.
Santa Fe, Texas.
Demetrius, that guy?
Demetrius Pagoutris. This is the guy that was supposedly his dad was a Nazi or something. You remember that?
No. Do you have a picture of this guy?
I don't know. Go on.
Anyway,
Dish.
School starts today for them, so it's going to be very difficult.
Oh. Yeah, like he's kind of like a fat kid. When you see his picture, you kind of remember him.
A lot of new security measures will be there for them as they return. New metal detectors, more armed officers, and panic buttons in every classroom. Some parents and security analysts are criticizing the efforts for falling a little short, and they're calling for outside security experts to conduct an independent review. You might remember a picture 3 years ago in Philadelphia where the Pope was in town and the Pope kissed a little baby on the head, little Gianna. And it's a very famous picture. It was like really cute. They tossed the baby up. Remember this? We talked about this. That little baby was sick. And little Gianna, they didn't was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Mm. Didn't expect the baby to last to be 1 year old. So, sure enough, the Pope blesses the baby, kisses the baby, and I'm happy to report that Gianna is okay. Rare condition. She had treatments after that. Everything's okay. And to commemorate Gianna's recovery, her parents have donated $50,000 to Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, where Gianna was treated.
Wow,
so
look at that.
They say that that's a little bright news with the church, the Pope. You always want to be blessed by the Pope, so right. Gianna was. And then you have the next story where a surge, we had talked about this briefly last week, this Pennsylvania, all of these sex abuse, these kids that were abused, 1,000 kids were abused. They have, and there were like 300 priests mm-hmm. involved in this. So now there's an abuse hotline in Pennsylvania that has been put in place, and there's a surge in calls. And they're saying it's breathing new life into this investigation of predator priests and Roman Catholic Church leaders accused of protecting the priests. The hotline has drawn more than 300 calls since the release of it. And... unfortunately, more people are going to be coming forward. Some people have died that have been abused from years ago, and some people, you know, the statute of limitations and all of that. But there is a hotline that they're getting.
This Icon Q scooter. I know I'm obsessed with this.
Charlie, look, here's the photo of it. What do you think that costs, Dieter?
I don't know. Because as a motor,
it folds up. Yeah.
I saw YouTubers riding it, which means they had a big ad campaign of handing them out to people so they would get coverage.
Yeah.
So like organic think? Kind of coverage.
Totally organic. But they'll give you a free.
Yeah, they'll give you one, and then everybody starts riding them. So I'm going to guess they're pretty pricey. I'm going to guess.
800?
That's no, I'm going to guess 2,500.
No.
Maybe 1,000?
Charlie's right, $2,500.
What? Really? Oh,
$2,500.
You get no car
bucks.
For that.
Yeah.
Right. Why ride around on a scooter?
A piece of crap scooter.
You can get two boosted boards for that.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
And how fast do those go?
20 miles per hour.
And how long do they last?
That I don't know. The range, max speed 25 miles per hour, distance 25 miles. Max distance.
Why would you get that?
That means 10 miles probably. $2,500.
Crazy to get that.
That's insane.
Yesterday, speaking of car accidents, and you were just talking about that car that crashed into that rider and killed that rider. IndyCar race at the Pocono Raceway yesterday. Did you see this crash?
Video of it. Started like 15 seconds in.
This is Robert Wickens involved in a really bad crash.
All right, here it is. Give me a second here. I did not start at 15 seconds, and we'll just get a little racing action here before.
RHR splits the Penske's, and look at Wickens on the outside making a move. Here comes the red machine, the Lucas Oil entry of Canada's Robert Wickens.
Whoa, that's going to be tight through there.
Whoa. Touch. Oh, my God.
Whoa.
That's Robert Wickens. And his teammate is into him as well, James Hinchcliffe.
They play the replay at 55 seconds in.
That was ugly.
The thing shredded.
It's amazing, though. I don't know what the story is with this guy, but it's amazing how they
was awake and alert. Take a look at this, guys.
It's amazing how these cars can Wickens completely inside. Disintegrate, but the actual part that holds the driver.
Like the cage.
And then Wickens just climbs the left rear and... Really don't need to
it stays
more.
Intact, and the drivers
the Wickens
walk out of there pretty much unscathed. What happened to this guy?
Not so much in this case. But he didn't die, at least after that comment. My God. Could you imagine?
Yeah, what do I know?
Wow.
What do you think? I'm an expert?
Oh, my God.
What happened to this guy?
He's being treated for to his lower extremities. They say that he sustained a pulmonary contusion. He's going to have an MRI surgery as well as right arm, spine, after all of that. They had to fly him. They airlifted him from the track to the hospital, and he was going to be evaluated overnight, but they say that he's lucky to be alive. It's a horrible crash.
I know.
And they were just inside, you know? They were like, oh, here's the Canadian driver, Wickens, and then sure enough, God, that's scary. Alec Baldwin... back in the news, and this is regarding his 22-year-old daughter, who is a model. She posted a picture of herself aboard a motorbike wearing nothing but a black bikini and cowboy boots. She captioned the sexy shot as, "Stay extra." And her dad... oh, that's gross. Her dad commented...
What does it mean, stay extra?
I don't know.
You think that's gross, that photo, douche?
Her ass is just like...
extra thick? Is that what she means?
She's a model and she's thin. I don't think she's thick.
No, she's thin.
Yeah. So her dad writes no, period, just no.
is it to the raciness or is it the motorcycle she's on? Like, why is he against what?
Well, I wouldn't want my
see
daughter.
Their daughter probably posing That's like hot. That.
I would not want.
She's a model. He already knows what she's in.
I don't want to see that.
And I think he's against the bike.
Wouldn't want to see that. And then finally, box office numbers for you. In fifth place, Alpha, $10.5 million. It debuted this weekend. Fourth place, Mission Impossible Fallout with $10.5 million as well. Debuting in third, that Mark Wahlberg movie, Mile 22 with just $13.6 million. Not a lot of money. Second place was The Meg, $21.2 million. And then number one was Crazy Rich Asians, debuting in number one with $25.2 million. Kevin Spacey, regarding movies, his new movie, Billionaire's Boys, Billionaire Boys Club. It did debut in theaters on Friday, and it made $126.
$126?
Or million.
$126. It didn't even make $500 over the whole weekend.
That's only like 10 theaters, I think, across the nation.
Yeah.
That's like 4 movie tickets. That's all that went for. Yeah,
how do you do that? I mean, even if it's in 10 theater snits, how do you still only make $126?
$500 over the whole Friday through Sunday.
Oh, my God.
Very limited. So that's what, if the tickets are $10, that's 50 people saw it. Very limited. So there you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
All right, we'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
About a month out from the MMS 50th birthday concert with Ozzy and Stone Sour, tickets all this week at 5:20. The Alan Cox Show back live today at 2 on MMS.
They'll make you laugh.
They'll make you cry.
And if you play your cards right, they might even get you laid.
Get laid?
What does that come with it, a guarantee?
We'll send Charlie over.
Now back to Rover's Morning Glory.
The basketball player J.J. Redick said that he was in, I don't know if it was an Uber or if it was a car service or what it was, but he claims that he was in this car last week and he heard something coming from the back and he turned around and there was either a young, like a young girl or a young woman, like either tied up or
in a cage.
In a cage in the back of this car.
Right.
And he's like, I got freaked out and I jumped out and I called the authorities. And I don't know if it was human trafficking or if it was just someone wanting to get a free ride for their cousin across town and they didn't want to have him in the car at the time. And I don't know what it was. How weird of a story is that, first of all?
It's insane.
Can't be true.
Second of all, well, I'm wondering that, too. Did this guy, A, did he make it up? I don't know why he would make that up.
Yeah, why would you make that up? He's already famous. He's a basketball star.
And he was with his wife and kids, right?
I don't know if he was with his wife and kids. I don't think so. I think he told his wife and kids about it.
No, his wife was definitely there. Because she's the one who said that there's a person in the back.
It's in the car he was in?
Yes.
Oh. Is it a rent? You said...
Rent? No, a car service, not a rental. A rental car.
Like a car.
You know, when I was reading, I thought he was like in a different Uber, and he just saw another car drive by with a person in a cage. He was actually in the car.
Yeah, he saw a caged woman hidden under a blanket in the back of his, in the back of the car.
With his wife and sister-in-law were there with him.
Where was he sitting?
Probably in the back seat.
And then where was she?
In the like it was probably an SUV or something. Okay. You know, or.
And there's just a caged person back there, and he doesn't say it.
You don't ask, what are you doing in there? Or do you need help?
No, I'd get the hell out. I mean,
oh, come on.
Well, you could be caged.
I call the cops.
You go, what are you doing? You're in a cage.
He said he didn't see the back of human head until after the doors were locked, and he drove away.
Well, can't he?
Okay, so then, so wouldn't you then, okay, here's the thing that's, I don't know about this story. He claims that he called the authorities. They would be able to know what, let's say you used Uber, they would know. They could instantly find out what Uber you were in. Let's say it was a car service. They would still be able to track that. It's not like a, it's not like a random car you got into. This is a car service.
Right? I also feel like, where was he? What city?
New York.
Okay. There's probably cameras on lots of the buildings over there. You could probably just look to see where he got into a car. You'd be able to find that guy's path of how he was driving and find him and get a license plate number.
Well, the agency was contacted, and they said, of the car service, and the guy, they said that the guy was suspended for having someone in his front seat but did not mention the incident with J.J. Redick and the caged woman.
He says he turned and spotted a large blanket that was moving. He immediately asked the driver to stop and told him there might be something in the back. He then claims that the driver lifted the blanket slightly to inspect it before saying, nothing here, and then closed the trunk. And then he, as he's walking around to the front seat, a head pops up. There's a back of a female's head. She's got blonde hair. There's a ponytail. And based on the size of the box or cage that this person is in, it's either like a very small human or a child when he originally told this story. So wouldn't you do something at that point?
I would say, hey, what are you doing in the cage? If you're in an Uber, it was an Escalade, so you could just turn back and see it. Mm-hmm. It's right behind you. Like, hey, if it's a person, if it's a dog, you just go, okay, it's a dog, right? He's transporting it. You can tell the difference between a dog and a person, I would hope. You go, hey, what's going on in there? Why are you in a cage?
Why didn't he get his phone out, take a photo of the card, the license plate, the driver?
You wouldn't be scared? Anything. Again, it's
you're in the
car
middle
service.
Of Manhattan. It's not like you're on a dark road in the middle of nowhere.
I'm just saying,
and it's a car service, too. You hired it.
Right.
It's
so,
not like you're hitchhiking.
I don't know. I just personally, you don't know if the guy has a gun. You don't know what's going on. I'd get the hell out of there, call the cops.
Now he's trying to kind of backtrack on the story a little bit because he's gotten so much criticism and people are like, dude, if there was a child in a cage back there, why didn't you do anything? And he's like, oh, well, you know, if there was truly a child in a cage and I knew that, I would have acted on that info. But, you know, he's trying to claim now that it was only after the driver left that he's like, oh, I think that was a kid or I don't know. Or, you know, it's a different story than what he first gave. I think the guy is talking it up. I think something weird might have happened. I think maybe there was.
Was there a person in the cage?
I don't think so.
Wait, so he got out of the Uber or car service and went on his way? Did he call 911?
He called the FBI.
Okay, so
there had to be a person in there.
How could you give him a hard time?
Just because he didn't do anything right then. He didn't question the driver. He didn't question the person in the cage right then. He just gets out.
And by the way, you wouldn't call the FBI. You would dial 911.
Right.
Well, okay, apparently he called the NYPD, but hasn't heard back from them yet. And then another article said that he contacted the FBI.
Well, when you call the NYPD, there should be a recording of that 911 call, right?
You're right.
Did he not call 911?
I don't know. Why would you not call non-emergency if there's a woman in a cage speeding down the road?
Yeah, you would call 911, wouldn't you?
Yes.
He only saw the back of the head?
With a ponytail, blonde.
I mean, you know, it could have been a dog.
Oh, here's a Snitz just put a picture of a
dogs with ponytails and whatnot.
Yeah, little tiny dog.
Is a picture of your dog
with a hairdo.
No.
Is that your dog?
No,
how did
you
find this picture of a dog?
I just looked up dog with ponytail.
Oh,
he's right. There are a lot of dogs.
And it does
kind of
look like blonde hair, I suppose. That dog. But better to be safe than sorry, right?
Did they find an answer? Like, what's
no?
They're still not sure.
Nothing. No.
The cops haven't gone to that driver and figured it all out?
I think that I read something that the limo company said, hey, there was an unauthorized passenger in the vehicle and we've in the front seat and we've reprimanded the driver. I think that's what I read somewhere. I don't know if you guys saw that same thing. But
yeah, I saw that.
What would you do, Dieter? Would you say anything or would you not?
I remember as a kid, I saw a van. Remember those full-size vans?
Yeah.
I saw them go down my street, and there was like a kid tied up in the back, you know? And
what do you mean?
It was just a kid. Looking back, I think it was a prank. They were just doing it to scare the kids in the neighborhood. But we're just watching, you know, and the van goes by really slow, and I see a kid tied up. And we went and told this cop that lived in the neighborhood. And he's like, I can't do anything.
I can't do anything? Was his response?
Yeah, he goes, this isn't my jurisdiction. You have to go to the local police. He was like a couple counties away, but I at least said something as a kid. I'm like, hey, I swear this is a kidnapped kid, go by.
What?
And they teach the people in the neighborhood, if anybody ever drives past, they always taught you to cover your face up so they don't recognize you and come back and get you.
Wait, what?
Come on, you guys never heard of this?
What?
Who is doing this teaching?
I don't know. Some kids in my neighborhood would always teach you that. It's like
to cover your eyes?
Just cover your face so they don't recognize you, so they don't come back. So if I ever saw a strange van, I'd cover my face so they want to come back and like
with
their
hands. So you just put your hands in front of your face.
Yes. Yeah, so anytime a car would drive past and I didn't recognize them, you cover your face up.
And then they would, but they'd still know you're a kid.
Yeah, but they couldn't come back and find you. That's just what they taught us. Anyway, the point of my story is that was just a side.
Dumbest advice ever.
Today.
That was a yeah. You take them every day. The point is, Rover, I saw a van, a kid tied up.
Uh-huh.
A bunch, my sister saw it, my friend saw it. We went and told the police right then.
Right.
So this guy still, he's a grown adult, and he didn't do anything. He did something after he got out. It was too late.
Charlie, what would you do? Because you are the master of non-action. What would you do in this
situation?
I'm
non-action? That's right. How am I non-action?
You are, too. You're twins. If no. He's non-action.
I don't know. I'm just, what would you do?
I would have taken a picture. I would not have gotten involved if, I also think he knew that there wasn't a person in the cage, and he wanted an interesting story.
I think so, too. I think it might have been a dog or something like that.
He has a podcast that he told this on.
Yeah. So what I think he did was he saw somebody in an Uber that wasn't supposed to be in there, because you're not supposed to be with any other person. You're supposed to be driving alone.
Uh-huh.
And the driver put his girlfriend or whatever in the back and just said, you know, shut up for a minute as I drop this guy off. And then she popped her head out. And then so JJ's like, you know what would be more interesting? This woman was in a cage. And maybe there was some sort of cage back there. It's not a caged woman. She'd be screaming. Who'd be driving Uber at that time? You go,
well, that's what I had to laugh when I originally saw the story. And he's like, it might have been human trafficking. Go, who would traffic a human? Like, human trafficking, I'm guessing you're doing for money, right? Like,
yeah, you're going to take someone. You're already driving the traffic person from one side of town to the other. Why not pick up some other people?
That's just like, you know, if I were driving Uber, would I let someone in and I have like 50 pounds of cocaine in the back?
No. You know? You have one mission at that point. You got to move this product around.
Exactly. Whether the product is a person, drugs, whatever. You don't pick up passengers on the way.
You have $3 million in the trunk, but you need to stop for a $12.50 fare.
Yeah,
exactly. So I think what he's like, you know what, I can make this interesting for my podcast or whatever, and that's what he did. And now it's blowing up in his face, and everybody's yelling at him.
Because people are like, what a dick.
Yeah.
You should have done something.
But if you really saw somebody in a cage in the back, I would take a picture or just jump out and call the cops right then.
Get the license plate immediately. I'd be scared.
And I don't think I would try to... This person's caging people and driving them around. I'm not going to say anything. He's going to shoot me or cage me.
You don't know if he has a gun or what could happen.
You can't even ask?
I would be afraid. That's why I'm kind of surprised that people are like, why don't you help? I would call the cops instantly.
He's a massive dude. He's a professional basketball player.
You're right, but...
The other story I want to tell you about. Do you know who Asia Argento is?
Yes, because I just saw this story.
All right. She was the girlfriend of Anthony Bourdain.
Correct.
And she also was one of the women who came out and accused Harvey Weinstein. One of the first women who accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual, I don't know,
misconduct?
Assault, misconduct, yeah. whatever you want to call it.
Oh, yeah, because Bourdain was always next to her in all those interviews and stuff.
So she is a leader of the hashtag MeToo movement. How would you feel if you found out that Asia Argento, leader of hashtag MeToo movement, paid $350,000 to a young boy who claims that she sexually assaulted him?
It's a misprint.
It has to be a misprint. You think that's a misprint?
This is a crazy story.
You would never lead the cause if you were one of the people doing this.
Well.
Back in the day.
Here's what happened.
Oh, no.
Back in 2013, a boy named Jimmy Bennett, who was an actor, he appeared in Daddy Daycare as a little kid.
Never saw it.
And the Amityville Horror. He met Asia Argento when he was just 7 years old. He was cast to play her son in some movie called The Heart is Deceitful Above All Things, whatever that is. In 2013, she was in a hotel in California, and this boy, who was then 17, came to her hotel room. She convinced a relative of his, hey, just leave him here alone with me. She then plied him with alcohol and sexually assaulted him, according to court documents. And
he was how old at the time?
17.
17.
She was 37.
Yep.
Okay, so that's probably right when that happened, this picture.
That was the day.
Oh, okay, that's the day?
She put on Instagram, like, so, oh, best day ever or something like that.
So they filed, this guy's lawyers, this boy's lawyers filed suit. They wanted $3 million in damages.
After, well, she goes public with her story about how bad, you know, the hashtag Me Too and this about Harvey and there's no place for this. So then that family came out and said, wait a minute.
Yeah, they
how
go,
could you be such a hypocrite?
This? How about this? You ended up paying $380,000. That's what she paid to settle this, $380,000. Wow. So something must have been going on, right? Yeah. I mean, you don't pay $380,000 if that didn't happen.
That's more than Weinstein paid. Rose McGowan, didn't he pay her $100,000?
To keep her quiet?
Right.
Well, they were seeking $3 million, which is what you said,
right,
and they ended up doing...
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
And $380,000 she ended up paying.
How could you pay that then go after Weinstein?
Well, she had to pay it after the story... So,
yeah, so she paid it after Weinstein. So she came out, she accused Weinstein, and she's like, this is so horrible, all this sexual, you can't do this, you can't take advantage of people. And then this boy and his family go, oh, really? Because he did that to me. And that's when they said, pay up. So she paid $380,000. So something obviously happened. Now, I will say, I've always said this, it's a little bit different when a 17-year-old boy, can you really be taken advantage of when you're a 17-year-old boy? Can you?
Do any female.
By a 37-year-old woman?
Oh.
So let me see that picture again. This was the day that this supposedly happened. I mean, look at her. She looks,
she
looks good.
She looks good, right?
That's a score for a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean,
and I don't know as if... It might have just been after this, they were like, oh, we got this chick by the balls. We can do whatever now because she's leading this hashtag Me Too. Let's go ahead and file suit. But she obviously did it. She slept with this kid.
The lawyers, the notice claimed that the sexual battery of Bennett, this boy, left him with lasting emotional trauma that rendered him him unable to make a living.
You got laid, buddy. You can't make a living. At 17, I was praying I would have a girl like that. And this guy can't move on?
I agree with you, Dieter. I mean, but is it interesting, though? I agree. The kid, he's 17.
Dude, come
on. He knows what he was doing, and you're right. You're horny at 17. I don't think she...
She's such a hypocrite, I think.
But isn't this somewhat hypocritical?
So bad.
She's talking about how bad Harvey Weinstein... imagine if this were a 37-year-old guy. Isn't that how old she was? And a 17-year-old woman. They'd be hashtagging Me Too that dude right out of town.
Oh.
They'd say, oh, look at him. He took it. Even if you said the 17-year-old was willing, they'd go, she didn't know any better. And he took advantage of his position of power in order to have sex with her. And this has to stop right now. But... she did exactly the same thing. 37-year-old woman.
Took advantage of a 17.
A position of power because she had already hired this kid in a movie when he was 7 years old. So she can, you know, maybe he's thinking he can get a part from her or something like that. And then she gets him drunk and has sex with him. Which I don't think is the worst thing in the world for a 17-year-old boy. But let's just not have a double standard between men and women. Yes, Jeffrey, what is it?
I think there's always going to be a double standard, because look at all the cases we've talked about where it's a female teacher going after a male student, and they get thrown in jail, and in some states where both people would get arrested, depends on the law, but, you know, but again, the kid got laid.
That's right.
You know, the 17-year-old just...
Right?
That,
and, heard this from Dieter 10 minutes ago.
You got laid, buddy.
What I'm saying, isn't it the dream of any 17-year-old to get laid with a celebrity or something like that, even if she's in a position of power?
People ask why we keep Jeffrey around. It's in case you happen to tune in and you missed what Dieter said 2 minutes ago. You could get up to speed. Thank you, Jeffrey.
And wouldn't he be aroused? If you didn't want it to happen, how did he get aroused to actually go through with the act?
Well, watch what you're saying there. I mean,
You can become aroused, Dieter. It doesn't mean that you want some. I mean, You could be aroused.
You were aroused when Paco the gay man was licking whipped cream off of you years ago.
Bring that back up. It says she pushed him down on the bed, took his pants off, and climbed on top. If he really was against it, he wouldn't be excited as a man.
Are you insane?
You can become erect, Dieter.
No, say an old grandma.
An old grandma could work you with her hand. You don't think you would get erect?
If an old grandma pushed me down and pulled my pants off, I would be disgusted. I'd be like, I don't want this. I wouldn't become aroused just because she pushed me down and pulled my pants off.
At 17?
Well, no, at 17,
it's hardly ever not.
Right. At 17, the wind blows the right way and you can become aroused. But I'm just saying, I thought he'd be able to control it better if he really was against it.
I just read another story about a woman. I don't know what her name was, but she's some philosophy professor or something like that. And she's like, late 60s. She's been accused of sexual harassment. I think she was sued by a student of hers who's like 30 in his 30s and had to pay up or whatever. And all these other people came to her defense and they're like, and she's a feminist. She's gay and a feminist. And she was sexually harassing a man who is also gay, go figure. But a lot of people came to her defense, and her argument was, well, this was just something we did. He liked it. We had this kind of talk and this kind of stuff.
Hmm.
And people looked at the double standard there, that if that were a man doing that to a woman, you wouldn't have all these people coming out of the woodwork to defend him like this woman did. So they're certainly, here's the professor and the guy that she was harassing. Photo, if you're watching Orange.
Oh, that is harassment. That's sexual harassment.
Shut up.
You're saying you wouldn't be able to get erect, Dieter, if she jumped on top of you?
Oh, no. Her?
God.
But this Asia Argento, I think that's that is pretty
all the times she was preaching, trying to protect women out there.
Oh, yeah.
And then in the back of her mind, I mean, how did she live
with herself?
I slept
with a 17-year-old boy.
Right, and she had to know that that was going to come out.
Jay, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jay.
Morning.
Hey.
I was thinking we should bring in an old grandma, maybe one of Jeffrey's girlfriends, and see if she can get Dieter aroused.
I think this is a great idea.
Yep.
All right, Dieter, would you be willing to do that if we brought an old lady in?
Oh, I throw up. I'd throw up on her.
You would put blindfold you in a Speedo, you? And then she would, we'd lay you on your back, and she would mount you and just rub you.
No, boxers.
I'll just throw up. There's no way, it wouldn't happen, Rover. Anybody, any guy with a grandma besides him.
Jeffrey.
Any grandma on top of you, you'd be so disgusted, it wouldn't work.
Really?
You think that would happen? An 80-year-old grandma comes
well,
in.
Yeah. Well, why? I mean, I've gone to the doctor, and they've, you know, like a nurse will come in, a woman will
hot
come
nurse,
in.
Nurse, right?
You don't even have to be hot. I mean, and she'll start fondling your junk or something for, you know, I've had an ultrasound of my balls.
Yeah, you said
like
the goof or the, what's it called? Uh-huh. The stuff they put on. The jelly felt good, right? Uh-huh. And the chick was hot. That was why.
Uh-huh.
If it was an old, nasty lady, Rover, no.
No, I think even if it's an old, nasty lady and they put the warm gel on you and start rubbing around down there.
If my jeans are just too tight, sometimes it'll just start popping off. It'll just start growing, and that's nothing. That's just cloth touching it.
That's at a strip club. That's with a hot chick. Yeah, I'm getting a lap dance. It's going to move. The chick's hot. But grandma comes in, it's not working.
I've got to take a break. Doogie, you do have the shizzy coming up in a moment. The news. We'll be right back with that. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Your next chance to win your way to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas happens at 9:30 on WMMS. WMMS.
You're asking for it.
Well, you are kind of asking for it.
You are asking for it.
Because you're listening to Rover's Morning Glory. Welcome back.
The shizzy is coming up in a moment. What do you have on the way, Nuji?
A couple of people, celebrities that you guys were hanging out with a few weeks ago are in the news. Pete Davidson pulled over. What's going on with that story? I'll tell you. Also, 2 Chainz. You were just with them at EST Fest, right?
Yeah, he headlined the one night, the first night.
There you go. I'll tell you why 2 Chainz is in the news, hanging out with...
two of my close personal friends in the news.
Why would
2
Chainz... Did you know he's friends with Kanye West and Kim Kardashian?
Of course. I am, too.
Well, I'll tell you those stories next.
All right, we'll get to that in just a moment. Theater Charlie came in and he wanted to know if we should recruit a grandmother to come in. I said, if Theater will do it, we can recruit a grandmother to come in and see if she can arouse you.
Yeah, she wants to come in and just give me a dance?
No.
No problem.
Well, no, you have to lay there like in a Speedo and she'll straddle you and get on top of you.
And according to your logic, if you're aroused, she can then do whatever she wants.
Oh, yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, you're into it, man.
So, maybe that won't work out.
Do you want me to get a grandmother to come in here?
Sure. Maybe not. Not if it's going to go through to that caliber.
Jeffrey, can you help get somebody?
No, but we were just talking in the office. We were just kind of recapping the story in the office. I say, Dieter, the only person that you probably want to get with is Sophia Loren. What? The legendary actress from, and because she's your nationality, and plus she looks good for 83.
I don't know if we can get her.
83? Yeah.
That's a good idea, though.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, she's 83 years old. She was born the 20th of September, 1934.
Would you hit that?
Yeah.
You would?
If I was still single. Uh-huh. And if she was into me, I don't think she'd go for a guy like me. I'm probably too small, so.
He's awfully quiet today.
So, do you think Dieter would be aroused with a grandmother?
Yes. If you put him in blindfolded him and put him in boxers?
You don't blindfold him.
Yeah, sure. That's the setup. Then a guy comes in, dances for me, I take it off, I go, oh, it's an old grandpa.
And you're so aroused.
You got me.
Right.
You got it.
Would we do that?
Oh, no, never did that before.
And how long does the woman have to arouse Dieter?
4 minutes.
5 minutes? Just
five minutes.
5 minutes?
That's a long-ass time.
Well, how long do you want?
30 seconds.
Oh, come on.
It's
get
an
out
old
of here.
30
seconds.
I don't want her gyrating on me.
30
seconds,
30 seconds.
If you're going to get aroused, you're going to get aroused right away.
How long does it take you guys to get aroused?
It can happen in 2 seconds, I mean, for sure. But
yeah, a hot stripper?
Can also take a little while.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, yeah.
Here's what I predict Dieter would do. Dieter would go into the bathroom and he would crank one out in the stall.
Do
like
everything
the segment
he can to
before.
Make sure it doesn't work.
Hair at work.
In other, yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. So that he is not at risk of getting aroused.
He'd spend the night
aroused.
Before cranking.
Oh, nonstop.
Back to back. 10 times.
Right.
Until he's dry.
I do it in the office here.
Yeah.
Cover all the equipment, cover the computers, the printer.
So gross.
Doozy. Are you ready for the shizzy?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hit a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Former USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar, who was sentenced to life in jail for molesting young athletes. This guy's been moved to another prison after he was assaulted behind bars. Nassar was attacked by inmates at a high-security prison where he's at. This was in May, almost immediately after he was released into the general population of prisoners. And it was in Tucson, Arizona, the United States Penitentiary. So he's 54 years old. He suffered some injuries in the attack. He was jailed there in February after he was sentenced to life in prison. So they said that they had to move him to a different prison because he's being beat up. President Trump, 36% approval among African Americans. So we have Omarosa still everywhere declaring she will not be silenced by the president. And she's defiant. She's doing her interviews. She said that she had, I heard over the weekend, 200 or so tapes of things that went down.
Let's hear them. Put them up. Make a website. Let's do this.
That is crazy amount of tapes that she's got. So
yeah, but 190 of them are probably innocuous, you know?
Well... 36% approval rating for African-Americans.
How is that possible? He only got 8% of the African-American vote. He was at hovering around 12% for his whole tenure so far. How's it jump up that high? Kanye?
I don't know. Look, let's wait until people start voting again, and we'll see if that actually holds true. I'm not buying that figure.
First Lady Melania Trump plans to attend the Federal Partners in Bullying Prevention Summit. This happens today. This is, of course, funny after her wife or her husband calls Omarosa dog and lowlife and all these other things. But the First Lady, you have to applaud her that she is against bullying, and she's going to participate in this Federal Partners in Bullying Prevention Summit. After heading home on Friday without a verdict, the jury in the tax and bank fraud trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort reconvenes again today. So the jury will resume deliberating his fate. Out of New Mexico, there was a 400-pound bear that charged a man who was out walking his dogs. So Bridger Petrini is the guy's name in New Mexico, and he was with his dogs. He came face to face with this bear. The bear charged him, knocked him over the edge of a hill, sending both of them rolling down a slope, and that's at the bottom, that's where the animal mauled him. He managed to pull out a pistol and shoot the bear dead, but unfortunately the jaw remained clamped around his leg until rescue crews were there to help him. How did they help him? They had to saw the head off so they could free him.
Oh, wow. My God.
Isn't that disgusting?
It was just clamped on? Like, you couldn't pry it open?
We've talked about pit bulls. Like, when they have that lockjaw, they just clamp down.
That's supposedly a myth, Dougie.
Yeah, well, this bear, they
Where's
couldn't
the head?
Remove.
It's right there under that guy's, on the right. Isn't it right? On
yeah, this
the right?
is after they removed it, yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was the guy with the glove holding the bear head right there, or on top of with his hand on the bear head.
Oh, maybe that's right.
Go back to the first picture. So that's actually the head on the leg still.
I think before they saw it, yeah.
Oh, that would be so gross.
He's lucky he had a gun and shot it.
Yeah.
I mean, what would have happened? The bear would have killed him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So here is, I know you rip on me a lot about my cat. One of my cats, his name is Faith, and she's a little pudgy cat. She's adorable, but Rover's like, well, it's obese. You're mean to your cat. Here is Bruno. I want you to see Bruno, who is, the picture has gone viral.
Your cat is just as fat as this cat.
It's massive.
This is so, so cute. This cat is looking for a home. I'm sure it's already... After this story went viral, the picture went viral, I'm sure it's already got a new home.
Standing up like a penguin.
Yes. This is a very unique cat. She has, he has an extra, look at the paw, an extra finger or an extra claw. So it has like a hand, looks like a hand, and it's standing. It's got the ability to stand on its hind legs and its belly just rests out. So this picture is everywhere, and they were looking for a home for that little cat, Bruno. Okay, so let's talk Pete Davidson. And apparently, this was in New York. Even though he was behind the wheel, it was the person next to him, the passenger, that was busted for drugs. Sources with direct knowledge have released this info to TMZ. They say Pete and his friend were driving in Syracuse. It was around 4 o'clock in the morning. This happened last weekend. Pete was filming Big Time Adolescents with Machine Gun Kelly. And not sure why, but cops ordered him on the side of the road. Officers smelled weed, so that triggered a search. Sources say Pete passed a field sobriety test, so he was in the clear. His friend, however, wasn't so lucky. And according to the arrest report, the friend was booked for felony possession of a controlled substance and cited for unlawful possession of weed. Cops aren't saying what that substance was. So he was in the news. And did you know that... We've been saying his fiance's name all wrong. His fiance is who?
Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say Ariana Grande.
Okay, so I guess we're saying it wrong. It's Grandy.
What? Ariana Grande?
Get the hell out of here.
Where are you getting this from?
Ariana Grande says that her family pronounced her last name Grandy as if rhyming with candy, but her brother changed it to Ariana Grande when she started getting famous. But her name is pronounced Grandy. So Ariana Grande. Yep. Her brother changed it.
Okay. But that's what they go by. I mean, we can only pronounce it the way you tell us to pronounce it. And she's been telling us to pronounce it Grande.
I'm just saying.
Not Grandy.
I'm just saying. And congratulations to 2 Chainz. He got married. He wedded his longtime girlfriend, Kesha Ward. This happened on Saturday. Very intimate ceremony at the Gianni Versace mansion in Miami. 75 of the couple's closest friends, Lil Wayne, Kanye, Kim Kardashian, Pusha T, all there in attendance.
Oh, Pusha T was there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a party till Pusha T gets there.
Yep.
Lil Wayne.
They rented an exotic white tiger.
Look at Kanye's shoes here. This is big news.
Those slippers?
He's wearing slippers. They're too small.
But they're huge Yeezy. Velcro.
Yeah. They look like they're for like handicapped people. Like in a nursing home.
Hospital, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what you need for your bunion feet, dude. Is those.
So why...
Your toe sticks out.
That's hot.
Okay.
Why would he wear too small?
Well, he must be doing that on purpose, right?
To get people
These are his branded... Those are Yeezy slides or something.
Now, let's be honest. Those look really comfortable.
They look comfortable. Ridiculous.
Not if your heels hang off the back.
No, not that part, yeah.
But they look pillows. That's why he did it. Rover's absolutely
Am I going to see people doing this now with half their foot
gonna be wearing
hanging
these
off
2 years.
Of there?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you'll buy him too small. I just think that's the story is he looks like an idiot.
That's the way to get everybody to take a picture of it because they're too small. But when other people go to buy them, they'll get the right size. But
what are we doing? We're talking about it. We wouldn't be talking about his shoes other than they're too small.
So. Next time we do a Rover's Morning Glory hoodie, I'm going to put on an extra small.
So it just goes over your head.
Yeah.
Not on your body.
It's like a cutoff.
A scarf, yeah.
My midriff is showing.
Good luck. There you go. That's a Shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
2 Chainz got your girl on the silly, and when I get off the silly, I made her meet at the telly. When she meet at the telly, I put it straight in her belly. When it go in her belly, it ain't shit you can tell me. Hair long, money long, me and broke.
There was a school in Texas who had a quote on the it was painted up on the wall there in their school. And the quote said, the more you act like a lady, the more he'll act like a gentleman. And this was in middle school and elementary school, and it was painted above the lockers.
That's kind of a rude saying.
Ooh, so rude. Ooh.
Don't you think so?
They had to remove this.
Oh, really?
They had to remove it. That's right. Because...
Well, wait, does it rub you the wrong way? Like, when you said that, that just rubs me the wrong way. Anyone else?
Why does that rub you the wrong way? The more you act like a lady, the more he'll act like a gentleman.
Right.
It's almost making me feel like it's my fault that he acts like an ass.
He's just saying act proper.
Well, I think...
If you act slutty, the guy's going to then...
And, of course, someone saw this. Yeah. They tweeted out a photo of this.
I don't like it.
Whoever this woman is, Lisa Beckman, whoever that is... She was just disgusted by this quote. You can see in her tweet, she writes, "This is the wall at Gregory Lincoln Middle School in Houston. It's and it's a picture of this quote. It's perpetuating horrible gender stereotypes, shaming women, and relinquishing boys of all responsibility. It's sexist, misogynistic, and discriminatory. I'm horrified." Hashtag me too.
She does have a pretty big point, though, right?
No. Why?
The more you act like a lady, the only reason this guy's acting like an a-hole or anything is because it's on you.
Right. It's your fault.
Yeah, it's all your fault. It's the guy will act better if you act better.
Right.
The guy can't even control himself because you're acting like such a...
No, it's not excusing anything that a guy does, but don't you think that the more self-respect that you have as a woman, the more respect a man will treat you with?
Not always. No,
you don't
I think
so?
It's on both kids.
You don't think so?
No.
Of course.
Of course. It's just,
but it's blaming.
This is the day we're living in that you can't, that's arguable.
There's no blame. It's just saying act proper, the guy's going to act proper. He's just going to follow your lead. If you're acting all slutty and stuff, then the guy's going to be acting slutty.
But that gives him the pass. Like, there's no free passes. Both of you act
No one's
mature.
Asking for a free pass. I don't know what you're where you're getting this from.
That's what that's saying.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with this quote. You know, the nicer you are to someone, probably the nicer they will be to you, right? Is that a bad quote? The nicer you are to someone, the nicer they'll be to you.
I like that one.
Oh, don't say that.
It's a free pass.
Yeah.
Free pass to be mean.
I like that phrase. I don't like the
boys.
Well,
what's different about that?
Because you're telling the girls, hey, girls, make sure that you're acting proper. And if you are, then the
boys will just be boys, right. And they're going to do whatever they do.
Yeah. Boys will be boys. That's right. Good
is
point.
This really, this is so bad that this woman is, I'm horrified. Horrified at that quote. That's horrific? Really?
Horrific. There are more things that are horrific, but I think that you could word it differently.
You don't think that it's just some woman who wants to, you know, go on a crusade and get some attention and tweet this photo out and.
Yeah, she wants that too. That's there too, for sure.
She's that mom.
She's the annoying mom, for sure.
In school, that all the teachers and principals, she's that
but
mom.
But I think she does have a point to the whole thing. You don't see the point at all?
No, I don't see the point at all. I don't think there's anything wrong with
this quote's also, I'd say, sexist against men, that they're just mindless monsters and they can't control themselves unless a lady is a lady.
Good point. I didn't realize that.
It's both ways.
That's a good point.
You don't feel that way at all?
Well, what do you think if you don't act like a lady and he doesn't act like a gentleman, what are you saying that behavior entails?
He's going to be an a-hole. He's going to do,
why?
Who knows? I don't know. Obviously, whatever the opposite of a gentleman is, a jerk. Would you say a jerk? If you don't act like a lady, he's going to act like a jerk.
So if you act like a bitch to a to the guy, he's probably going to be a jerk right back to you. Okay, right? I mean, is that a hard concept to understand?
And this isn't a school, Rover.
Yeah.
So I just think there's no place for that. I understand the message that they're trying to make. I get it. I'm all for it. But that verbiage, the boys, it's almost as if it's the girl's fault. Hey, if you act like that, the boys are coming after you.
Yeah, it's not like the quote, treat others as you want to be treated. That goes for everybody.
That's the golden rule.
That's specifically, great. Hey, girls, you act right.
Shape up.
Yeah.
But Dieter's interpretation is true, too, that it's almost like making women the leaders, that men will follow your lead.
So if there were a quote talking to a, you know, and it was, hey, men, act like a gentleman. The more you act like a gentleman, the more she'll act like a lady. Is that a bad quote?
It's the same thing.
I know, but we're reversing it. Is that terrible? Is that a horrible thing?
Say it one more time.
Yeah, say it again.
The more slowly. You act like a gentleman, the more she'll act like a lady.
Yeah, I don't like that.
What?
I don't like that either.
You don't like that?
No.
I mean, we're picking apart everything now. It could be much worse things you could write on the wall.
Well, yeah.
Okay, then.
And by the way, the woman who tweeted this didn't even take the photo. She received it from someone else and tweeted it. And she was horrified at it. Daryl in Sacramento, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Daryl.
Morning, Rover.
Yo. Hi. Yo.
So I like the quote because you got to think about it. Moms raise sons, girlfriends control boyfriends, and for sure, wives control husbands. So pretty much a boy's whole life growing up, he's being controlled by women. So, and you also have to think, too, most of teachers are women, too. So the more you act like a lady, the more he will act like a gentleman, if you really think about it.
Out of all the things that could be going on in a school that someone could complain about, this is what you're going to complain about?
I'm
this
sure
quote,
they're complaining
painted on
about
the wall?
I'm sure they're complaining all the time. I totally am sure about it.
Just,
is it high school, you said, or is it
no,
can, it's like a elementary?
It's a middle school.
Okay.
Sarah in Rochester, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I saw a quote the other day, and this kind of popped into my head, and talking about this morning reminded me of it. People seem to be the whole, like, you know, hashtag Me Too. It's all, like, women empowerment. And I realized a lot of this whole movement and this quote, too, it's very like demeaning for men. I feel like men should be a little bit more insulted by it. There's our society just like bumbling.
You didn't act like a lady there. She yeah. just dropped an F-bomb.
I just like a trucker. It's no big deal. But like, you know, all men are just bumbling idiots and they don't know any better. And all, if you wear a short skirt, they're just too stupid to not keep their hands off you. And I'm just like, how did this become like a make fun of men and just everybody's just like a insinuating that men are just too stupid to make these.
We're like cavemen. I mean, we're Neanderthals.
Yeah. And she's right.
I mean,
that's
a lot of men out there that are making really bad choices. And they are proving kind of the point that our men are too stupid. But and why is that now the insinuation that just because I wear a really short skirt, you are
yeah, so I should
dumb.
Be the one complaining about this quote. I should have all the guys lined up complaining
well,
and picketing and boycotting and all of this.
It makes you look bad,
too. I mean, I've got to take a break. 866-YO-ROVER. We'll be right back. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. The Indians are back on the field tonight against the Red Sox. First pitch at 7:10 on 100.7 double. 8, 7, 6, 5.
You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS.
Doozy coughs into the mic an average of 1 million times a show.
Take advantage of any coughing fit from Doozy.
Sometimes I cough.
It's the only break you'll get from hearing her speak.
I'm not speaking correctly.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
This, but last week, I think on Friday, I told you that someone had emailed me a story, and I said, "Now the story's got to be fake. You need to Snopes this. Don't be an idiot. People should check this before they send me this kind of garbage." And then I Snopes it, and it turned out to be true.
Correct. Yeah.
I never told you that story. The headline was "Couple Murdered by ISIS." While on a bike trip around the world to prove that people are kind.
I saw this headline. I didn't click on it. I wasn't that dumb because I figured it was like bait switch.
It's true.
Yeah,
it happened.
True.
I go, I can't believe this. Who would be this dumb? And it happened.
What do you think was going to happen? It's ISIS territory.
Right.
Is this true?
Yes, it is true. This was a couple named... let me see here. I'll tell you here in just a second.
Jay Austin and Lauren. She has the last name. Geoga Hegan.
There's a photo of them, and they were run over in Tajikistan, wherever the hell that is, by members of ISIS.
My God, they're young.
So they were riding on their bicycle, and again, they went on this trip to prove that people are kind. And then they were run over by ISIS. I mean, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it. Do you have the video of this, Charlie?
Oh, my God.
There's actually video of this.
I have
of them like getting killed?
Snopes video. Wait, do you have a murder video? I don't have
yeah,
murder.
Yeah. I sent it to you. I just texted you.
Oh, boy.
You sure?
Did I not just send that to you?
No.
It's a link I sent
to
you, Charlie.
Oh, no. Sorry. I just gave that to Dieter.
Okay, and then I sent it to you.
I will get this for you.
Would you ever, how much would it cost to get you
to Tajikistan? Nothing. I won't even go to Mexico.
Yeah, $100 million.
I just had an offer from a place you emailed me, and they go, hey, they want to send you to Mexico for...
Oh, yeah.
For a film premiere. All expenses paid.
Let's
you go to Mexico.
What
I
film?
Sent Dieter.
I said, forget it.
Let's go. What movie?
What's the
ain't
film?
Doing it. I don't know what the movie
Mexico
is.
Mexico City? What, yeah, what part? Mexico?
I will tell you right now.
My mom Mexico just went City. To Mexico City, and she
what?
Was fine.
He did?
You remember, yeah. No cell phone, no smartphone.
No cell phone, no money, no understanding of the language. My mom. And she was able, she got through it just fine.
And what did she go there for?
My uncle lives there.
And what did she say when she got back?
She said it was beautiful and it was awesome.
Really?
She'd love to go back. Yes.
Mexico City, specifically. That's the one she went to. I don't know. She didn't go anywhere else.
I think it
was walking. She was walking around everywhere.
No.
She said. Yeah, she was. She was fine.
That's when you get killed.
Yeah.
She must have looked homeless. That's why they didn't even bother with her. She has no cell phone, no money. She's old. She's walking around babbling to herself.
The latest.
Why was she babbling to herself?
Because she's old. Oh,
the latest film in the Conjuring universe.
Oh, I just saw the first Conjuring.
Yeah.
Horrible.
No, they're great.
No. People always talk about this. They're cult classics. So I'm like, let me go back and actually watch it, see what the hype is. Piece of garbage.
What is... I've never seen any of the Conjuring.
If I remember right, this was like a week or two ago, but it was just like a haunted house. Is this the right movie, Nads?
Yes. Well,
And they're hearing like ghosts and somebody in the closet, and they bring in... Don't they bring in... what's this called when you get the devil out of you?
Exorcism?
Yeah, exorcism. Sister, I see so many scary movies.
I don't think there was an exorcist in that. And there's one and two, and it was Ed Warren and Lorraine Warren, like the Amityville ghost hunters, like the real life people. They used to go around and did all that in the 70s
yeah,
and 80s.
This is the same movie I thought of. Yeah.
Well, so is this for the third one, douche? The nun one?
Yep, the nun. Oh. They were inviting press to an abandoned 17th century Carmelite abbey
on
the outskirts of Mexico City.
Yeah.
You don't think there's going to be a lot of security there if they're bringing a bunch of press?
No, you know who the stars are in this? They're nobodies. It's like Patrick Wilson.
Who's
you know
that?
Who that is?
I think he's
Wilson's
to be a
brother.
Sales guy here at the radio station.
It looks like it, yeah. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad. It's just like you hear like the closet shaking, they bring an exorcism person in to stop that, and you hear like the lights go on and off.
Exorcism
person. Whatever, exorcist.
Are you okay today?
It was bad. Are you okay? You're rubbing off on me.
I like horror movies a lot. So, Snitzer, did you see it?
Yeah, I like the first Conjuring.
No.
I downloaded it off of BitTorrent through my VPN.
I actually saw it in a theater.
That would scare you. I don't like that kind of stuff.
Well, speaking of theater, though, I finally canceled my movie pass.
Oh,
right.
You did it.
I did
Cut the cord or cut the pass.
I saw over 50-something movies. I think I got my money's worth.
All right. So how long did you have movie pass?
Since, what, December? Is this when we got it?
9 months, is that?
Yeah, all right. So 9 months. So you spent $90.
And got like $500 worth of
50
movies.
Wow. Yeah. So 50 movies would be what, like $500 worth of stuff?
That's a huge...
Roughly?
That's good.
Approximately. Yeah, he paid $1.80 per movie.
That's not bad.
Good for you.
Forced to see these
movies.
He
also put them out of business.
Yep. Yeah.
But how many movies did you actually want to see, and how many were cartoons that you forced yourself to go to just to get your money's worth?
Oh, there's a bunch of crap, yeah. I walked out on some.
Did you really?
Oh, it's great. With MoviePass, you walk out with no fear. You go, I don't care. I'm just leaving. This sucks. I just can't
walk out on a movie. I have to stick through to the end.
I can't.
Oh, you never made a switch? You can start a movie. I saw a Jackie Chan movie, and they were doing it with the bad lips, and they were like dubbing over it back in the day. And I'm like, I can't even watch this piece of garbage. I actually walked out, went to another movie actually in the theater that was starting at the same time.
I don't think I've ever stopped a movie midway through. I always have to watch it all the way through.
Even at home on Netflix?
Yeah, I think you did. It's rare for you.
It would be less than five times in my entire life that I've stopped a movie.
Stopped one? I stopped them all the time.
Me too.
Stopping's really? Easy. Who cares?
And you hate movies.
You know, but I feel like once I start, I have to finish.
That's why you hate movies. You keep on watching the horrible ones all the way through.
Yeah.
Do the Greatest Showman.
Watch and by that. The way, it's Showman, not Showman.
Showman.
Are you okay?
She keeps saying this.
Are you okay today?
You need to watch The Greatest Showman. I tried to download the soundtrack to The Greatest Showman.
Oh, it's a great soundtrack.
But in the winter, she'll say Snowman.
Charlie, do you have this?
Yeah, it's not great video, but you got it.
What's it called?
I thought this was car or something. Car attack.
All right, here they are in Tajikistan. They are they're on their bicycles, and a group of ISIS. They're in the middle of nowhere, like a dirt road in Tajikistan.
How stupid!
And these guys, these ISIS dudes, they drive by and they go, "Oh, there's a couple of whiteys on bicycles." They pull a U-turn and they go and they just mow them down.
That's it. Yeah. That quick.
That quick. You want to see it?
No.
Yeah.
All right, hold on.
Who am I looking at?
Go to the very beginning. Here it is.
Where are they?
See that? They've already mowed them down, I think, on this way. They've already mowed them down, and then they turn around and they, that car right there, they turn around and they run them over again. Watch this. Bam! See that?
Whoa.
Did you see this guy get hit back there?
What's this right in the road right here? Is this the bike rover, or that's...
It's someone else who's already been run over.
Okay, so then they go back and get somebody else.
They just
I don't want to see him get run over.
Whoa.
Anyhow, so they were out just proving that people are nice, people are kind. We're going to go on a bike trip around ISIS-controlled territories. I don't know if Tajikistan is ISIS-controlled, but apparently there's enough of a contingent of ISIS there to kill you.
What I'm reading is they never said the part about humans being kind, and they didn't know that ISIS was in that area.
Oh, no, research.
I thought that was the whole point. They said, oh, I want to go through an ISIS territory and show that everybody's nice, change the world.
And then they got there, and everyone wasn't nice.
Like, I don't feel bad for these people.
The quote is, evil is a make-believe concept we've invented to deal with the complexities of fellow humans. Oh. I wish so bad they would have survived just so we could get their follow-up on that.
Yeah. Explain evil to me again. Now that you're paralyzed. Actually, they were killed, but, you know, if they would have survived, we would have asked them that.
I wouldn't let them go. Like, if you're the family members, you can't.
How would you stop someone?
I don't know, man, but Charlie, you think if you said, Ma, Dad... I would never go
over there. No, it doesn't even seem like interesting at all. Even if ISIS wasn't there, why would I want to be in that area? It's a dumpy area. It's garbage.
By the way, ISIS then, after they ran him over, then they got out and they stabbed him a few times.
Oh, wow.
Just to, you know,
oh, wow.
Make sure that the deed was done. But people are nice. Evil's made up, Dieter.
Evil doesn't exist.
Definitely, yeah. Does not exist. You know that the guy who was the assistant coach at Ohio State, Zach Smith is his name.
It's a great
He's the
story.
One that apparently was abusing his wife, and she had to, you know, she filed domestic violence charges against him. And the coach of Ohio State and his wife apparently knew that this guy was doing this. There were multiple incidents of this.
Yes.
Apparently he was... invited to the White House back when Ohio State won a national championship. This was back in, 2014?
I was going to say, yeah.
So he's in the White House. He took photos of his penis in the White House. And it's like in the bathroom there, like there's a towel with the presidential seal and just his penis.
That's
like,
so awesome. Who would?
I think I might do that too. Yeah, people are like, oh, this is so terrible what he's doing. But I don't know, man. I think I would do weird stuff if I were in the White House as well.
How did he get caught?
But the odd thing is, he's not staying in the White House. It's not like a hotel. Like, you weren't staying there and, oh, I'm going to take a shower, take a nude photo. He was just in a bathroom at the White House and was like, let me just take a picture of my junk.
Once in a lifetime, yeah.
The balls on this guy. What if somebody would walk in?
It is a little disrespectful, but I could see all of you guys doing that.
He took multiple, according to this, he took multiple photos of his penis. He sent these to people. I think some of them weren't even his wife, whoever he sent this to.
Oh, he was banging some intern or something.
Well, he did a lot of bad stuff.
A photo, it says here that... one photo showed him placing his genitalia next to a White House bathroom towel that had the seal of the President of the United States. He also photographed himself inside the coach's offices at Ohio State receiving oral sex from an intern.
Whoa!
The guy's married. Why would you take photographic evidence of that if you're married?
just to remember it?
It's a power trip, I think. Like, oh, look at this. Here I am doing this. I'm doing that. But how did they get the pictures? So did these all come from the ex-wife?
I think they all came from the ex-wife. I think so. He also had $2,200 in erotic toys sent to the stadium, Ohio State's stadium, to the offices there. I think they even named some of the toys that he got.
Men's spider enhancer thong, triple C ring, bodywear CS2 metallic erotic C strap.
Wait, is this
strap?
All one thing?
No. These are multiple
okay,
things.
Okay, spider enhancer thong, triple ring. This is
thousands of dollars.
What is this?
I don't understand this.
What how do you do this? With this? I mean, I'm looking at the photo friends. Of this on RMG TV. Okay, so let me think.
That's awesome.
Is it all three go on it, and then you move it like a puppet?
It's a C-ring.
No, but there's three loops.
No, this is a thong, Douchey.
Do you? But one it's for a the C-ring. C, and then one for the, or no, two for the boys?
Boy, how do you
No, I
use
think they're all for
thing?
The C, but one goes...
Well, first of all...
Oh, from behind. You put the triangle behind your butt, okay?
Do you, or is that in the front?
No, follow me. Okay. Behind the butt, then you bring that first ring up underneath, attach it. You've got that one ring on now.
Okay.
Then you bring the two side pieces on.
For so the
it's a
boys.
Thong. No. It's all on the one one okay. unit.
There's no boys involved.
Yes. And this is it's a thong, but it's basically attached from your dong.
That's what's holding it together.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
That's the
Because I thought maybe
the keystone.
I thought maybe these went up over your shoulder like Borat style. and then they like attach to the Exactly. That's
I've never
thinking.
Seen this. This guy, he's deep into
it. You have that picture ready so fast.
You have it in Trello.
Wow.
But why so send it to the office?
His wife doesn't
want his wife to see it.
But it's to his name.
Okay, here's a bodywear CS2 metallic erotic C strap golden snake skin.
Okay, say this all.
Okay. So this is another item. This is a bodywear CS2 metallic erotic C ring. It's a strap golden snake skin.
It's a what?
It says C. C strap.
That is, I have a photo of what I believe it to be. I don't even get what this thing is.
Yeah, I just see like a nude guy.
C strap, yep.
What's a C strap?
What does it say? Is there an instruction?
What is a C strap? I don't get that. I don't know what that is. All right, what else do you order?
A wild man T-ball lifter red.
Wild man T-ball.
What is that?
This guy's weird.
Interesting.
Okay, here it is. Here is a wild man. These are under briefs. Apparently, it looks like a strap or something that goes around your.
Okay, I get this.
That's just a C ring attached
cool.
to top of her underwear.
This is pretty cool. All right, so it's underwear, but it. The whole point of the underpants is your thing hangs out.
No.
Yeah.
It's like crotchless underwear.
I don't know if I can put that one up.
So you can put that one up. It's not real, isn't it? Yeah, put that up.
It's not real? That's a dude.
It's covered up.
Halfway.
Yeah, it's covered up. Pretty cool.
I'm not getting in trouble for this one.
Look at that. That's pretty neat.
That's what he bought. It's got like fringe curtains.
Yeah.
He's all the way out.
Wow. That's bizarre.
That car wash.
So it is like the spaghetti straps from a car
like
wash.
Hanging in front of your dong, and then your dong kind of pokes through that.
So does that like tickle his dong through the day if you're wearing that under?
I don't
really
know the point of that one.
That is weird. And then
Jessica, you're on Rover's Morning Glory. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
This story is killing me. I love it. Men are so dumb. I just want to say that, like, not to say the B word, bosses.
Wait, you have a fantasy about giving oral to your boss?
Yes, and then, on the other side, the wife.
Can you send me a resume?
We're looking
to hire. Anyhow, go on.
Sorry.
But the other side of that is the wife exposing him in such a humiliating way. Like, that gets me off, too. It's so hilarious. Men are so dumb.
So you actually are turned on by this guy being humiliated by his wife.
I mean, I'm turned on. The whole thing turns me on. Yeah, it's fun, like, start to finish. It's just, like, it's pretty good.
Have you ever done anything with a boss, Jessica?
Not...
Oh, boy.
I mean, an off-the-books boss, not someone that I legitimately work for.
When you say an off-the-books boss, what does that mean exactly? Oh, she just hung up.
Oh, damn it.
She was totally guilty. What a dirty slut.
What does that mean exactly, an off-the-books boss?
She was banging her boss.
It's like, boss, what's up, boss? You're a boss.
Wait, one more thing. I know you got to take a break.
Yes.
Candyman, men's jock suspenders. That was another item listed. He bought Candyman men's jock suspenders.
I thought he was buying others. This is a lot of weird. Oh, this is. It's the Borat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's pretty.
Oh, my God. Here. Wait.
Weird, dude. How do you live this down now?
I mean, is this a gag that he's getting these?
Okay.
He spent $2,000? Is that how much he spent?
$2,200
bucks on this stuff?
His attorney is saying these were all gag gifts.
But isn't a gag gift?
No. You don't spend $2,200 on gag gifts.
No, you get one or two.
Yeah. And you're in like a 5-year period. You don't spend $2,200 on gag gifts.
To even know this stuff exists, you have to be in deep.
We run a radio show. We've had giant dildos. We've had Dater dressed up as stuff. I haven't spent $2,200 on props in the life of this show. Gag gifts. All right, I've got to take a break. If you are listening to us on a station that only carries the show until 10 a.m. Eastern, you can continue listening or watching live at roverradio.com or with the Rover Radio app. For everyone else, we'll be right back after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory.
About a month out from the MMS 50th birthday concert with Ozzy and Stone Sour, tickets all this week at 5:20. The Alan Cox Show back live today at 2 on MMS.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS. If you're waking up listening to RMG right now, and you're laying next to a hideous beast, nudge Doogie and tell her she's going to be late for work.
Here we go.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
Coming up in just a moment, what do you have on the way, Dushy?
We hear from Rose McGowan regarding the story we did about an hour ago. The woman, what's her name?
Asia.
Yeah, Asia. That
Asia Argento.
Who was one of the first people that came out regarding hashtag MeToo, saying
Harvey Weinstein accuser.
Against Harvey, yes. And
paid $380,000 to settle her own.
Yes.
Sexual case, yes, against a young boy. Age of consent, California, 18. She was 37, slept with a 17-year-old boy. Had to pay him $380,000. Man, I wish I was 17 again. I would have been trying to sleep with chicks left and right, and then you get $380,000 from them if you're successful. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, is he... Jeffrey, I gave you... I believe that VHS tape I gave you. That's your wedding tape, I think?
Yeah, I secured it in my bag.
Okay, good. All right. Give that back to him.
Where are you going to put it?
It's in my backpack, fool.
No, once you get home, those are a safe place to keep it.
There's going to be a safe place to keep it. I'll probably keep it at my parents' house in their video library.
What'd you do over the weekend?
I did some karaoke. I did a wrestling show.
Yeah.
And I went to a friend's house to watch SummerSlam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was that last night?
Yeah.
No wonder. It's probably up late. That goes late, right?
Well, it goes to about 11.
You were at the bar Saturday night.
Yeah, huh? I was at a bar called Cerna's after my wrestling show. Wanted to have a quick beer with a friend of mine from Facebook, who was a guy named Shane.
What?
Oh, you passing out?
You went out with a guy?
Yeah, hung out. Well, we met up there after the show. I reached out to him and said, hey, you want to have a drink? And yeah,
there's got to be more to it.
You just picked a guy out of your Facebook, out of all the thousands.
No, he actually reached out to me. He actually said, you know, because we talked about my wrestling show over the weekend. Hey, look, hey, when you're done, if it's not too late, why don't we hang out for a drink?
And was there, that's all he said? And you just figured, let me go hang out with this guy?
Why not? I figure everyone says I hang out with girls all the time. Why not hang out with a guy?
Did he make any mention of girls when he said come hang out?
No mention of girls. So we were just sitting out talking, recapping my show, and lost as usual. So
you lost your wrestling match?
Yeah, I was in a tag team match. It was a complete mismatch. I was in the ring with like 200-300-pound monsters.
And who was
your tag team partner? Was he big or was he small?
Oh, he was my size.
Oh, okay.
So yeah.
So you guys lost miserably.
Unfortunately.
What's the name of your tag team group?
I'm not in a tag team. It was just in a I was just teamed up with somebody to go against a.
So you don't have a name like the.
No, we don't.
Do you ever win? Do you ever ask them, go, hey, can I win?
There's one time I won a battle royal maybe a few years ago, and I won my singles match about last year.
Yeah,
so
how come
yeah.
You never get to win?
Huh?
How come you never get to win?
It's just the way it goes, man.
You keep him in the back for 2 hours, and you're just waiting all day to watch Jeffrey wrestle. He comes out, wrestles for 3 minutes, and gets pinned right away.
Yeah, how long was this match?
This match went almost 7 minutes.
Oh, wow. How long were you wrestling for, though?
I was wrestling for at least a good 3-4 minutes.
Okay, so half of it? All right.
Funny.
Who was
that's
the,
half? I don't
who
like
was the wrestler that was on your team? What was his name?
He goes by the name Beach.
Beach?
Yeah,
that's the Beach.
And what's his
I don't know his full wrestling name, but it's just he's a guy. He's a little scrawnier than me, but he's a cool guy and whatnot.
What's his shtick?
Kind of like the beach bum, you know, kind of guy.
Like a California surfer kind
of
guy?
Yeah, because he had the long brown hair.
Intended.
Yeah, indeed. So.
Uh-huh. And you were as Ace Maverick?
Yeah, of course.
Man, when did you find out you were going to lose?
We find that out. I really don't want to reveal too many secrets.
Well, go ahead, though.
Well, I'm not going to.
Well, do you find day of? Do you find week before? Don't you have to practice? Like what the out is or how
you're
do you
not even know until you're in the ring?
Because the card is always subject to change because you have a card planned out. And then sometimes a guy or sometimes they make changes to the card on the fly.
So when do they tell you you're going to lose? Right before?
Right before the show starts. Once we know the card's concrete,
see?
Then.
Yeah, they want him to show up, and then once he shows up and he's in there in uniform, they go, hey, buddy, you're going to lose.
Yeah, why don't you say, I'm not coming unless I win?
Yeah.
I was just to see if I could do it. I mean, win, lose, or draw, I just like doing it, at least until my body says doesn't want me doing it anymore.
Do you talk to the guy? Do you guys go in a separate room and say, okay, how long do you want to go? What's the final move?
Do you come up with any moves? Okay, do a Stone Cold Stunner on me?
I drop a stunner on one of them.
But do you plan this out in advance?
We try to, but sometimes things in the heat of the match, sometimes the plan doesn't go exactly as executed. But hey, it was a good match.
Do you have like a code word, like Uncle? You said it went 7 minutes. What if you're
When you're caught in a submission hold?
Real quick, let me finish. So. What if it kept going and you're like, oh my God, I can't do
this?
The
ref, sometimes the ref also, believe it or not, I've seen a documentary called The Secrets of Professional Wrestling, and the referee is an integral part of the match. He looks like he's officiating the match. But he's also telling the wrestlers, hey, look, you have this much time left. You got to take it home.
Does this ref tell you, like, you have a minute left? Does he whisper?
We kind of had that thought out in the back of our minds about just in case we would forget.
No.
So,
the point of the ref is to tell you, like, hey, wrap it up. You got
the round?
No, like you got a minute left.
Who got
or
pinned?
If you have a sense you start to lose
guy?
A crowd, then you take it. Then if the crowd starts to lose interest at the end of that, that's when you want to take it home.
Who got pinned? You or the other guy?
I got pinned.
Oh.
I took the pin.
Took the pin. All right. Well, maybe one day I'll win another match. Are you ready for the?
Are your kids ready for school?
Oh yeah, we. I also bought the stuff that they needed yesterday.
What time do they get picked up today for school?
You don't go to school till tomorrow, dude.
Oh, you said they're starting Monday.
No, they go tomorrow. I have the calendar at home.
You said they started Monday. And then I know.
That was my mistake. I misstated. They start school tomorrow.
Why did you tell him? I would have loved for him to drop the kids off today. Just they're there alone.
So there, okay?
Yeah.
Are you even 100% sure they start tomorrow?
I have the calendar at home, knucklehead.
Well, when did you decide to look at it? You had all summer to look at it, and you didn't.
I've been looking at it. I mean, my wife reminded me last week.
So wait, she did?
Yeah.
This is all that's totally made up.
Doesn't matter, Charlie. My kids start school tomorrow. That's the whole goddamn point.
So what'd you get them over the weekend?
So there.
What'd you get them over the weekend?
Pens, paper, pen folders.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the pretty basic stuff. And then,
did you have a list of stuff they needed for school?
They're gonna get that tomorrow.
Oh,
they don't give that in advance. They don't give you the list in advance.
You think so? You come to school prepared.
Like, money's a little tight right now. I'm gonna get the rest of the stuff on Wednesday.
So you do have a list or you don't have a list?
I think they mailed the list home. I'm not sure, but hey, either way, they're gonna get out. They're gonna have all the stuff they need on Wednesday.
So what did you
buy? Start school tomorrow.
Paper, notebook.
What kind of paper?
What do you use, Charlie? What do you use in school?
Goldenrod. What are we talking?
I mean, wide world, college rule. Yeah, it's hard to say.
Standard filler paper that they use in school. Just standard notebook paper, a notebook, a folder, pens, pencils.
You just stole a ream of paper from here. You're just gonna show up with printer paper.
No, not printer paper, you dumbass.
Well, what kind of paper did you get?
Notebook paper with the blue lines and the margin line on it, you dummy.
Well, what kind? How many pages? What's the page count?
3 subject, 5 subject.
Yeah, how many subjects?
3 subject notebook.
Or 5?
5.
Five. Yeah. I mean, you're in high school. You're a senior in high school. I think you need the 5.
I use 3 subject notebooks in high school, you jackass.
But you also,
I used one for my morning class, one for my afternoon classes.
But you didn't graduate until you're 22. That might be
no,
wrong.
I was 19.
So is Thomas a freshman?
Please God, strike me now while you have opportunity. Doogie, how can you be? She just took her stupidity level to the next level. My son's going to be a sophomore this year. My daughter's going to be a junior this year.
That's awesome. Congrats.
So you don't have, I'm trying to see if I have supply lists. Oh, here it is.
Pens, papers.
What about covering the books?
They haven't gotten their textbooks yet.
That was a bitch with that cardboard.
Yeah. You did that.
Here you go.
Yeah. Oh, she didn't have to. Wait, you didn't do that?
So.
They don't got their textbooks yet, you dummy.
That was like a newer
Jesus
thing.
Jesus Christ.
Dude, you didn't have to do that. We had to do it all the books to protect
them.
Oh,
yeah. You'd have to go get paper bags from the grocery store and then cut them and do some weird sort of origami to keep the thing on. And if you didn't, they'd charge you $80 for the textbook. If there's one dent when you return that thing, that's on you to
did
pay
you
for.
Did you do that, Rover?
I
your
did
school?
Not.
We did, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, then you draw on it.
It's a newer thing. Yeah, you draw, I love Lucy or whatever.
Whatever your girlfriend's name.
Yeah.
I'm looking at his kids' high school. Under the supply list, there's a link right there on the webpage.
Everyone has a supply list.
And it says, students will be provided with supply lists from their individual teachers on the first day of school. So,
did you get a pencil pouch?
So he doesn't have
They're high school kids, you... Jeez.
They don't have to carry pencils?
How do they have backpacks.
Do you guys have orientation? Do you not have
orientation? They already did their orientation already.
I don't. You go? Don't you go? Me?
I mean, when Thomas started high school, you went to an orientation. And when my daughter started, she went to like a high school orientation. So, I mean, they're pretty much good to go.
Oh, they don't go again?
No, they don't got to go again. I mean, tomorrow's the first day of school.
Did you get food?
What?
Did you get food for lunches?
No, they're going to buy their lunches this time around. I mean, for at least tomorrow. And then Wednesday, when I get my fence paycheck, I'm going to get all that stuff together.
New school clothes?
They have school clothes.
Did you buy them?
No, I didn't buy them new clothes. I mean, they got plenty of clothes that I bought over the summer.
So
like jeans and T-shirts and all that kind of stuff.
Any clothes over
so
the
yeah, they got they're pretty prepared.
Okay.
So our RMG Plus check that you gave us.
Yeah.
So that was like a month ago. So it's all
done. But dude, I had bills to pay too.
Okay, just wondering, you okay? Do you need anything?
Hey, how about a raise? How about let me work more hours here so I can make more money?
Oh yeah, why not? You are here.
Well, I'm only doing 15 hours here. I could easily do 30 if the company lets me work Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Go talk to Sasky.
He can easily double the number of hours that he plays on his phone out there, right?
Well, not only during commercial breaks and if I got to look something up. So,
yeah.
Well, I mean, you guys have access to computers. I'm the only one in the show that doesn't. Okay? So I have to use my phone to look stuff up.
Well, okay, so tell me what I'm missing. Tell me what you just looked up today that I have not done. Give it to me. What's everyone talking about right now? What am I missing right now?
Well, you did that. You should have done that already. I shouldn't have to tell you.
No, he's looked up stuff. What'd you look up?
The whole thing with that Larry Nasher guy, you talked about him. I thought you were going to find out he's being transferred to a new prison. He was originally incarcerated in Arizona. They moved him to a prison in Oklahoma.
What did she miss? Give it to us.
What else?
That was the so.
You always have a North Korea update. What's the update?
There's no North Korea updates right now. All I know is that we're still in some kind of political quagmire with them.
Are you ready for the shizzy?
I'll say here we go.
Hear the shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
Oh my gosh, sorry about that. Pope Francis has come forward, has acknowledged with shame and repentance the Catholic Church's failure to act over all those sexual abuse by clerics. The story that we had talked about this morning. So the Pope has commented and he released a letter. It was released by the Vatican and he wrote, "I acknowledge once more the suffering endured by many minors due to sexual abuse, the abuse of power and the abuse of conscience perpetrated by a significant number of clerics and consecrated persons." So he has released a statement and a letter from the Vatican, and he's embarrassed by all that has happened.
It's really strange how this is so prevalent amongst the Catholic Church and these priests.
Why do you think that is?
Do you think marriage, are they allowed to get married? Priests
are
not
allowed to get married.
Do you think that will help?
No. What I believe is that these are gay guys who have been told that God will hate you if you're gay.
Grown up in super religious families.
That's right. So, in order to hide their gayness, they join the church to become priests. And they figure that they're going to be cured and that they won't have these desires. And then they realize that they do have these urges. Although, I don't know. That might explain if they're having sex with grown men. I don't know what.
Which they do as well. There was that story that came out with the cardinal, the right-hand man of the Pope, that mm-hmm. was, like, attending all these gay sex orgies in the Vatican at seminary school.
Well, but it doesn't necessarily explain why they're molesting kids. Because you could be gay, that doesn't mean you're going to molest kids.
You don't want to equate the two, because they're completely different, pedophilia and homosexuality. But as a priest in a community, you can't really go out and experience that kind of lifestyle, and you have power in the church, and they have power over these children.
Yeah.
So they explore their opportunities.
A former Tesla employee is claiming the company improperly spied on workers and ignored or even covered up complaints of theft and drug dealing at a Nevada factory. The Gigafactory? Am I saying that correct?
Yep.
And the allegations are contained in the summary of a complaint to the Securities and Exchange Commission, which was prepared by an attorney in New York. They said that whistleblower Carl Hansen filed this formal tip August 9th, just last week, like a week and a half ago. And they're saying these are serious allegations. And I did read something that Elon Musk, is he really not sleeping at all and he's up days at a time? Like, what's going on with
that? I think Arianna Huffington told him, you need to get some sleep, and he's tweeting her back at 2:30 in the morning saying, sleep is not an option. I think he's having a mental breakdown.
There's probably some drugs in there as well.
You think so?
Well, Ambien is what everyone keeps saying.
Yeah, I think he's having a mental breakdown.
Well, what's going on with Azalea Banks in his house, stuck there?
So Azalea Banks,
all these secrets about him.
Azalea Banks was going to do a song with Elon Musk's girlfriend.
Grimes.
Yeah. Elon Musk's girlfriend goes by the name Grimes. So I'd never heard of this chick. I just looked her up. This is the most garbage music you've ever seen. Or heard. It's terrible. So Azalea Banks was going to do a song with her and showed up, and they had worked. We're going to do this Friday morning, be here at 9 a.m. And then she shows up Friday morning at 9 a.m. And Grimes forgot. Oh, we were supposed to record a song today? Oh, well, I'm going out of town with my boyfriend. Why don't you stay here? And when I get back, you stay here for the weekend. When I get back, we'll record it. So she stays until Sunday, Azalea Banks. And she says that Elon Musk was, when she came back, when they came back, that Elon Musk had tweeted something about, this is when I'm going to take it private for $420 a share. And now they're under investigation because he said that the funding was already secured to take Tesla private.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't appear to be the case by any stretch of the imagination. And so she says that Elon Musk was on acid when he tweeted that, and that she was there, and Grimes was like trying to control Elon Musk, but couldn't, and he tweeted this while he was on acid. The $420 a share, $420 coincidence? I don't think so. So
strange coincidence.
I think the guy's losing it.
So you must be on something in order to stay up as much as he does, right? Like, how do you? And Ambien helps you fall asleep because he can't sleep.
That's right. Supposedly. So, yeah.
We'll see. I think he's slowly losing it as well, but this is not a good report for him out of the Nevada factory. Rose McGowan said today that she was heartbroken after this bombshell report revealed Asia Argento agreed to pay almost $400,000 to an actor who accused her of sexually assaulting him when he was just 17 years old. She wrote in a tweet, "I got to know Asia 10 months ago. Our commonality is the shared pain of being assaulted by Harvey Weinstein. My heart is broken. I will continue my work on behalf of victims everywhere." So it's pretty powerful.
How did that come out about the money? Because weren't that kid sign a non-disclosure to get the money?
Yeah, and then someone anonymously... Yes, he did.
Did he?
Yeah. Someone anonymously sent all of the documents, including photos of the two together and that kind of stuff, to the New York Times.
Okay.
So if you sign a non-disclosure, how did they then go after her for the money? Was it a bribe situation?
What?
The kid signed a non-disclosure.
After she paid, yes. That's when you pay, you get the person to sign a non-disclosure agreement as part of your paying them.
Oh, I see.
You thought that he signed a non-disclosure before he got paid?
No, I didn't.
Who would do that?
No, I thought... No, I didn't know that he had done that. I didn't know if it was done early when they first worked together, like when they were together back then afterwards.
Okay, go on.
Sure. We were talking about Mexico City. Would you ever go to Mexico City? And here's a story about one of their local restaurants. So if you do end up going, this would be great for you to try this out. This restaurant got busted for serving tacos. What kind of meat was in there?
Oh, I'll bet it's a dog. Is that what it is?
No, tarantula meat.
Oh.
The Mexican red jump tarantula. It's a protected species. The Mexican authorities busted the restaurant for selling this rare kind of spider last week after they posted a video online of the chef using a homemade blowtorch to blacken one of the spiders. So sad and so gross. What else is going on? Why did Netflix delete all the user reviews from their website?
Did you guys
see that? Yeah, they deleted all of the reviews of TV shows and movies from their website on Friday. The company
we talked about this. We said that they were going to do that. People don't use it, they said.
Yeah, the company announced the move last month and stopped allowing customers to leave criticism or praise under a program title on July 30th.
No, I mean, if I pull up a movie and see it says 5 stars, I'm more likely to watch it than something that's 1 star. I mean, I know it's just somebody rating it, but...
What album, a greatest hits album, has passed Michael Jackson's Thriller to become history's best-selling album of all time? What album?
Of all time, best selling?
Mm-hmm.
Greatest hits?
Yep.
It surpassed what?
The Thriller album for best album of all time. This particular album is now certified 38X.
38, so what does that mean?
38X platinum.
So 38 Whoa. Million sold?
Is that what X means?
Well, 38 times. Like.
That would mean the album went 38 times platinum.
Which means sales in streams.
This has got to be greatest hits from... It's got to be someone like...
This is Michael Jackson, Thriller.
Michael Jackson
right, but it's got to be
33 million platinum. 33 million times platinum. So this is now 38 times and has surpassed.
Is this somebody new or is this is older?
It's got to be somebody older, obviously older. For greater hits. For greatest hits.
I mean,
from the
newer...
70s, okay, their greatest hits. I'm not a fan of this band.
I don't know. Who is it?
The Eagles.
Oh.
Personally,
Hotel California?
Yeah, I'm not. This isn't my type.
How do you not like this? Come on.
It's a great song.
I don't.
You don't like Hotel California?
No.
Oh, the Eagles. I grew up listening to the Eagles.
Oh, who? What band?
I know this song. I know The Long Run. I Can't Tell You Why. Witchy Woman.
Okay.
So.
You like this? I don't like it.
It's just a I always like the song. I like the song because the guitar duet that Joe Walsh and Don Felder do at the very end of the song. I think Joe Walsh and Don Felder. No, Joe Walsh and Glenn Frey.
Okay.
So, but one of them uses a Gibson SG double neck, and the other one uses a Fender Telecaster.
Don Henley?
Don Henley's the drummer.
Who's Don Felder?
There is a Don Felder.
Yeah, there was, if I remember correctly, it was Timothy Schmidt, Don Felder, Don Henley, Joe Walsh, and Glenn Frey.
Okay.
One more story for you regarding another performer.
You really don't like Hotel California?
No, I don't know what it is. It's the Western kind of theme. I don't know. There's something about it I just don't like. I just really dislike the song.
Wow.
Even like his background music, it's annoying.
You might be the only guy that
you think?
Hates Hotel California. I mean, don't you like it?
Yeah, it's just a classic. Everybody knows it.
I would change the channel if it
Yeah, I would.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's a great song. I just have no desire to hear it.
Yeah,
I
mean, maybe it's I've heard it so many times.
All right, go.
How about Marilyn Manson? Another guy that's kind of slowly losing it. He's in the news because I guess he collapsed four songs into a show in Houston over the weekend. This was Saturday night. He is currently on tour with Rob Zombie. It's the Twins of Evil tour. And Manson had gotten through Sweet Dreams when he went down after spending the song supporting himself on his mic stand. Word is that he's suffering from food poisoning, although earlier in the show he had told the crowd that he had heat poisoning. So which is it? Photographers were even asked to leave the pit area before the show because Manson didn't want to be photographed in the state that he was in.
Right.
So... not feeling well. There you go. That's a shizzy on Rover's Morning Glory.
We'll be back in just a minute. We'll tell you what's coming up on The Aftermath on RMG Plus. And I think we have stuff to give away. We'll find out right after this. Hang on.
Rover's Morning Glory. Your next chance to win your way to our iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas happens at 11:30 on WMM. We'd like to introduce you to Anthony Schnitzer, a gentle, kind, well-spoken man.
What'd you say?
F you.
Open your freaking ears.
I will freaking choke them out. I will kill them.
Welcome back to Rover's Morning Glory.
I mean, I haven't even started back up yet, and he's hovering in
there. No, it's just I just want to say that I just was looking through Twitter during a commercial break, and Fox 8, the local news station here, tweeted out a story out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know, are you a fan of The Simpsons?
Never heard of him.
One of the longest running animated sitcom in TV history.
Ripped off Family Guy?
No, he ripped off Family Guy. They came before the Family Guy. Family Guy didn't premiere until 1999, but. A real-life Quick E-Mart, which is a fictional convenience store from The Simpsons, a real-life one opened up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina on Friday.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, I was like, really? So they must be big fans of The Simpsons down there. So they sell all kinds of stuff like that. That the actual store actually sells in a TV
Who's
show.
Who's your favorite character?
I don't know. I never...
Fart Simpson?
No.
So... A poo?
Nope.
Never Homer.
No.
But
I thought I'd throw that in there.
Well, you know, someone hasn't been on Twitter. They've been on Instagram. Someone emailed me and they wanted to know why Nads is following this guy on Instagram. This is just some fat guy who dresses like a baby.
Oh, he's a comedian.
And this is a comedian?
Yeah.
Okay. So
he's naked.
Nads is following this guy on Instagram for some reason.
I also follow him.
You follow him too?
Yeah, he's a great comedian.
It's funny.
Is he local or is he?
No.
Ew.
No, he's funny. His stand-up's great.
Just
and I don't know why he has this
big fat guy that dresses like a baby. And Nads follows him.
And Charlie.
And someone emailed me. They go, why is Nads following this man child?
You follow him, Snitz?
I do not.
He will.
But maybe I will later.
Yeah. Well, Charlie does, and Nads.
This guy's pretty cool.
Snitzer won't follow anybody on Instagram because there's a very specific thing he does.
I do.
What's that?
There's a certain number that I only follow 216 people on Twitter or Instagram.
And why
216?
216, yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, if I do follow somebody, I got to knock somebody else out.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's a lot of people anyway. It's enough.
But who have you had to, who didn't make the cut before?
No, I'll kick off with people who are like famous people for people that I actually know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Oh my God.
She can't go to 217.
No. Throw me off. I can't do it.
Okay. All right. Caller 30 right now, 866-YO-ROVER, 866-967-6837. I will give you tickets to the National Air Show presented by Discount Drug Mart Labor Day weekend at Burke Lakefront Airport. Witness the gravity-defying U.S. Navy Blue Angels, F-16 Viper, wing-walking, pyrotechnics, display aircraft, jet truck, and more. Visit clevelandairshow.com. Caller 30 right now. I'll give you tickets to that. 866-967-6837.
Or I just told you.
Oh, I didn't know.
I did.
No, I know. You said one or the other. I thought you wanted me to just do one or the other.
No.
You want me to give them a choice?
Yes, they can win air show tickets. Or
you can get Cedar Point tickets with Charlie, Jeffrey, and Nads going to Cedar Point on Monday. Go to WMMS.com, keyword contest, for another chance to win and get in on the last blast of summer at Cedar Point.
Yeah.
And what are we doing there?
So
I don't know. It doesn't say. What are you doing?
This is...
You tell me, Charlie.
Well, I think I know, but I don't know 100%, so I didn't want to say the wrong thing.
Yeah, you're going to go... it's during the afternoon,
uh-huh.
Monday afternoon, so you have to be able to get off of work. You meet around 1 o'clock at the park.
Nice.
And then you're going to get the VIP tour.
Nice.
And you're going to...
Get front of the line?
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So you definitely want to win this. This will be so much fun. Last time we did it, Dieter puked everywhere because he rode too many rides.
That's right.
And my life.
Jeffrey wouldn't let anybody ride in the front car.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? The whole point is to let the listeners have this sweet experience,
yeah.
But then Jeffrey was just stealing Hogging. The front car from every single person, every ride.
And I think he would ride by himself. Yeah. It would just be him in an empty seat.
Because another couple would be I'm not just going to just sit next to Jeffrey.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Jeffrey's just
sitting in the front of every roller coaster by himself.
His excuse was, I like riding in the front. Nobody else had thought of that.
All right.
Can't help it if I'm a roller coaster junkie. I can't wait to ride Steel Vengeance.
Well, is that the big new one?
I don't think we're getting front of line for that one.
That one, yeah.
Why not?
Because there's, I think that's the one
that we
put.
You gotta get front of line for everything.
Pretty much all of them you are, except the brand new one, which I think is that Steel Vengeance.
You gotta get that.
I don't think we are. Just saying.
I'll work on that, Tushy.
Just saying.
All right.
So one or the other. You can
you get to choose. Air show or Cedar Point. 866-967-6837. Charlie, what do you have coming up on the Aftermath on RMG Plus?
We're going to talk about Doogie going on vacation with Rover's family. We'll talk about could you get aroused by a really gross old chick? And we'll talk about Jeffrey getting his kids school supplies. All that more coming up on the Aftermath.
All right. If you are not a subscriber of RMG Plus, sign up right now at roverradio.com. That way you can watch or listen live as they continue in just a few minutes on RMG Plus. The only way to sign up is there at roverradio.com, but then you can watch or listen either on the website or with the Rover Radio app. Download that to your phone. We will be back live tomorrow morning. Have a great day. It's Rover's Morning Glory. Bye.
Rover's Morning Glory.
You can ask Alexa to play Rover's Morning Glory on iHeartRadio. This is WMMS.